Jeffrey.
I don't know what to say.
Streaming on RoverRadio.com. Rover's Morning Glory starts now.
What's happening? It is Tuesday, May 28th, 2019. Good morning. It's Rover's Morning Glory. I'm Rover. Doogie is here.
Good morning, sir.
Diener is here.
Yo!
Yo! You're with us as well. 866-YO-ROVER is the number. 866-967-6837. That's how you reach the show. Give us a call at that number. You can also text us at that number. That comes into the studio in real time. You can tweet us. Just put at Rover Radio somewhere in your tweet. That also comes into the studio in real time. But the best way, give us a call. 866-967-6837. I'll get to your email in just a moment. It was raining last night. I saw tornadoes were ripping through parts of our state.
I see Dayton.
Last night, I saw that. And I had the window open, and it was raining. It was very loud. Mike writes, Rover, I have to let you know the show has officially ruined my life. I cannot hear the following words without having the show come to mind. China.
China.
Vietnamese.
China.
Okay, hold on.
What's the next one?
Vietnamese.
Vietnamese.
Thank you. Arugula.
Oh, of course, from the book.
Hold on.
I'll Google.
Excuse me?
Oh, his wife cheated on him. He bust in.
Excuse me?
And Peter.
Peter!
There we go.
Peter!
All right. All very...
Peter!
It's delayed reaction there.
I didn't send that to him. Sorry. My fault.
I will continue to listen, Mike says, as I have nowhere else to turn to for this problem. And David writes, Yo, Rover, David from Rochester here. I emailed in last Sunday night. I told you I'd be joining you on your non-processed food diet. I weighed in last Sunday morning at 292 pounds. I had a goal of jogging 15 miles over the course of the week. I wanted to give you an update on my progress. By the way, 15 miles when you're 292 pounds is no joke.
I mean, it's 3 miles a day.
You might want to set your goals a little lower.
That's
but
not that much. That's
5 miles. 5 days a week.
Yeah.
Go 3 miles.
Or you could do 2 miles a day and just do another day. Like, it'll be easy.
I weighed in Monday night at 281.7 pounds, down 10 pounds. I stuck with the non-processed food diet all week, and through the holiday, it wasn't as hard as I thought it would be. As far as my goal of 15 miles, I was only able to make it 11 and a half.
Mm. I lost it yesterday. I went to a cookout, and then I did so good. And then at the cookout, it just was like, ugh, I just want to eat this chip or cookie.
Went to a cookout over the weekend, and there was no cooking out.
What cookout, Doogie?
Remember I told you my dance mom friend?
No.
Yes, I did. I said
I
that
was
it was
told
gonna
about this.
Yeah, it was 1 o'clock. I didn't get home till about 7:45 last night. So I was
yesterday.
Gonna go
it was yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay.
When was your party? Yesterday?
Sunday.
Oh.
Doogie
I bailed.
Assume you didn't. You didn't go.
Went to Charlie's party?
Yeah, he showed up.
Did you really?
Yeah, thank you for coming. I appreciate the nice gift you gave
showing me. Showing support for my staff.
Oh, my God. I thought your party was yesterday.
I was expecting to see everyone there. I was expecting to see Dieter there.
Oh, I didn't reply. I didn't get a reply from Dieter.
I didn't know anybody was going. And I had a great graduation party, so. I
was expecting to see at least Snitz. He's like down the street from your house.
I thought Snitz would show up, too.
But he was absent.
So who was there? Just you?
Just me.
Jeffrey did show up for 20 minutes, though. I mean, maybe an hour at the most. In and out.
I left, and then I came back, and I saw this guy get into his car, and he was leaving. And he looked right at me, and he was just by himself. He peeled out super fast. I walk in, they go, Jeffrey just left. I go, oh, I just saw him. He didn't even say anything to me.
Seriously?
Yeah, it didn't say a word.
Didn't say bye to me either. I got a text later saying I had to go do Song and a Sud. Because there wasn't any free chicks there. I mean, this was like a normal adult kind of party, so there wasn't chicks.
He only likes paid chicks, not free chicks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There was no cooking out because I planned this and I bought furniture and everything.
Picked the wrong day.
Picked Sunday and it was raining the entire day. So I have like 80 hot dogs. If anybody needs some hot dogs, I got a lot left over.
You didn't cook out in the rain?
No, I did. I did to a degree, but like, I don't know. I was starting the grill up in the garage. That doesn't seem that safe. So I kind of pushed it out. It didn't work out.
That'd have been great if Charlie burned down his house
and his right house off the bat. Party. Oh my gosh.
I actually did see, as I was driving there, I was on the highway, and there were all these fire trucks, and I see this big thing of smoke, and B2's like, what? Something must be on fire. I'm like, yeah, Charlie's barbecue, probably.
Doesn't he?
Like cheap barbecue.
Doesn't he have a cute house?
Yeah.
Doesn't it look really, you've done it, it's awesome. You know I'm sure it's only better. I haven't seen the house.
Do you want to know the high point of my day was? What? As I'm driving to Charlie's, and I probably had to take maybe a different route because I had to stop at a liquor store to get him something, you know, as a present.
What'd you get him?
I got him, he doesn't like champagne, but I got him a nice bottle of champagne because I'm going to make him like champagne whether he likes it or not.
Yeah, he's like, you're going to like this. It's like, I like champagne. I just can't afford it usually.
As I'm driving, I'm going down the street, and I look over to my left, and I see something, and I go, wait a second. It was the exact route that Jeffrey took when he crapped his pants.
Oh, yeah.
And walked home from school. It's right next to where Charlie lives.
Right there. Aww. I pass it almost every day.
Yeah. That's awesome. It was like when I went to Dealey Plaza in Dallas, and I saw where JFK was shot. I was actually in the spot where Jeffrey recounted. You can go back and watch that episode. We Google map it accident. All the way from his high school to his house where he crapped his pants right on the way.
Didn't Snitz go to your party? That's a little weird. Did he text you? I got the wrong day.
I got nothing.
No, I'm a little busy this weekend. My wife is out of town, so I wanted to spend as much time with her as possible.
Out of town?
Yeah, she left this morning with the kids. They're all at her mom's for the week.
What are they doing there without you?
Visiting.
Wow.
The kids. I'm like, are they out of school? They're done anyway. Yeah.
No, they don't go to school.
Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah, they should have fun.
Yeah, and now Snitz is just by himself crying every night.
Oh, no, video games nonstop. Yeah, 12 to 2 in the morning. Oh, it's going to be a binge.
Naked. It's going to be great.
Ew. Gross. Food stuck in his beard. He's just gorging.
Exactly.
You could have brought your wife to Charlie's cookout.
She works, so she couldn't. We couldn't.
So she was working.
She's
couldn't
working until late afternoon.
So in other words, you wanted to spend time with her.
No, she's working until late afternoon, and then I wanted to spend as much time as I could with her and the family. Uh-huh. I'm not going to bring my whole family there.
You could have brought the whole family. There's children running around.
Yeah.
It was a dull-ass party.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Completely different than what I'm used to.
Jake writes, I was listening to the replay when I heard you talking about B2 putting everything away, such as your protein tub and your shoes. You don't like putting things away. Well, I'm exactly like B2. Everything has a place and should be put away when done using it. My wife, on the other hand, is exactly like you. She leaves shoes laying around, things on the counter that belong in the cupboard. I have an idea. We should switch wives. My wife is also Italian, dark hair, and a little crazy. I believe this would be the perfect switch. Well.
Want to do it?
Let's try it for a week. Well, let me see a picture first.
Yeah. Maybe a night.
Curious George says he made a special video for Charlie. What is this? Made a short video poem. I don't know what this means.
He did send me a video of poem, and I watched it, and it was weird. And then he told me to delete it and never mention it, because his girlfriend does not want this out there, because it's so bizarre.
How weird was it?
It's just strange. Just doing. He was like, sitting there, and it's just he's doing his poem, and he's just asking about our sex lives, I think, basically. I made it about a quarter of the way through.
Okay.
At first, he sent it to me, and I didn't watch it. And then I got the email saying, delete it, don't watch it. And then I immediately decided I should watch it.
Here's someone who sent me a text message and says, Rover, Doogie's math sucks. When you were talking about the guy who wanted to run 15 miles a week, Doogie said that he could do that running 2 miles per day.
But then she said, add an extra day.
Yeah. There's not enough days in the week to do that, though.
I wanted to chime in, but you changed subjects.
Yeah. let's see here. Patrick wants to know, how do you and Dieter care for your hats? Do you wash them? And are you sponsored and just get new hats for every show? No.
Wish.
I have washed hats before, but...
Yeah, and the washer and dryer?
Or the...
Dishwasher.
Oh, yeah. Dishwasher, okay. With I've done the washer.
That plastic thing that goes over the hat?
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't work. Never comes out right.
Yeah. I agree with you.
Just get a new one.
Yeah.
I think you can put them in the dishwasher, and maybe I don't know how they turn out, but... I don't really wash them, and they're pretty... I mean, my hat's nasty. It's time to get a new one. Mr. B says, you should think about taking blank to Germany. You can celebrate his release from blank with a bang.
That's a good idea.
What do you think about that?
I can't wait.
Oktoberfest with blank.
That's a true test. If you can get through that week and survive, you're good.
Cody, right? Yes?
Said, who's this blank guy you guys are talking about?
I don't know. He's,
this is the first time I've cut to that camera angle all day.
Oh, there he is. There's
well, hey. Welcome back.
Look who's back in the fart box.
Hey, guys.
There he is.
Did I miss anything?
No, there he is in a salmon-colored sweatshirt. Right. It's like the past month hasn't even happened. Boy, do I have a lot of questions. Just give me a few minutes. Cody writes, Rover, I went to Oktoberfest in Munich 2 years ago. Best party ever with hot blonde German chicks and their boobs hanging out. Probably some young ones for Charlie, too.
Oh.
If you guys are going, you should do a fan meetup and I'll head over for a drink. I had an idea. I think you guys will like this idea. Even blank can participate in this idea.
Uh-oh.
I don't know when we'll do this exactly. Let me see here. What are we at the end of? It's May 28th, so June, July, August. We're 4 months away from Oktoberfest in Munich. Now, every time Oktoberfest starts, I'll see something on the internet or on the news, they'll go, Oktoberfest started in Germany today. And you go, oh, I should have gone to that. But now it's too late because it started. I heard someone talking about Oktoberfest a few weeks ago. And I go, when is that?
October?
Well, it's actually September. You know, let me go this time. So what do you guys think of this plan? Tell me. I think it'll be good. I don't know exactly even what it is yet. The concept is we have a contest on the show, or a series of contests, could last a week. The winner of that contest, them and their significant other, gets to go to Oktoberfest free.
Wow.
What do you think?
Sounds great. That
sounds good.
Now, I was thinking about this, because I even thought about Dieter. He's going to throw this. Can you imagine Dieter and his, like, secret wife that no one has ever met? He's not going to. Dieter wants to win every competition on the show.
It should also be if you lose, you also have to go so that he cannot throw it.
So the winner and the loser go.
Yes.
I understand. All right. So Dieter would try to somehow get in the middle of the road.
Yeah, try his hardest.
Uh-huh. I just don't see that happening. So I immediately, when I came up with this idea, I told this to B2, and she goes, Dieter won't win. I go, what do you mean? She goes, well, he tries to win everything, but he won't win this. He'll throw it.
A free trip, that's hard to pass up.
And then I said, but you have to remember, it's Dieter. Dieter is the free beer guy.
Oktoberfest.
Like, Dieter, if you could be in the worst dump of a place, and if they have free beer, there could be no one else there, but if they have free beer, Dieter stays.
Oh, yeah.
Dieter, there's like this huge party just half a mile down the road.
Everybody's topless.
Hot chicks just putting out, like, right when you walk in the front door, chicks are giving you a BJ. Yeah, but there's free beer here. Go. Okay, who cares?
Well, you like to pay for beer. I don't.
Well, no one likes to pay, but I also don't like sitting where there's nothing going on just because I'm getting free beer.
That place was bumping.
So wait, what's your idea to fix this? Oh, because Dieter likes free beer, he might actually try it.
A free trip?
Yeah, what do you think? Do you think he would actually try?
You're also German, right?
I am, yeah. My dad's
beer
German.
Homeland.
But it's interesting because his dad is German and his grandfather fought for Italy in World War II.
Yes.
The wrong side, by the way.
The Axis, right?
That's right.
Well, that's my mom's dad.
I know. On both sides. You got the Nazis and you got the whatever the hell the Italians were.
No, my dad's dad fought for the United States. World War II was a medic. Actually fought in the war.
Uh-huh.
Against your other grandpa?
Yeah, that's why. Whenever we had parties, they would always talk about how they got along, but they would start to get into arguments, who was right, and my grandpa was like, hey, we won. My dad's dad, so shut up.
Schnitzer can participate?
You're telling me you would take Jeffrey if he wins. Jeffrey and his wife with you and B2 for a week.
We talked about that as well, and my concern is, if Jeffrey wins, he wins. My concern is that you guys would try to conspire to allow Jeffrey to win to torture me.
Well, that's all gameplay. Tell me, if Nads wins, he can go. It's got to be fair play.
You have to see if Germany would allow me into the country first.
Okay.
That is a good question. I don't even know if he would be allowed to travel there. That is a good question. Huh. So I don't know what we will do, but are you in, Dieter?
Oh, yeah. Germany? Never been there. I've never been over the pond.
Yeah. Over the pond, as they say. Charlie?
What about you?
I'm definitely in.
Assume you will participate.
Yeah, because I can't afford the flights.
So Nads?
If I can, for sure.
Uh-huh.
It's douchey.
Schnitzer, would you participate in this?
Yeah, I'd love to. I probably have to go solo. I don't think my wife could get off work.
Yeah.
Because her schedule is like 3 months in advance.
Mm.
Should I ask again? Maybe
Schnitzer has to bring one of his kids or something, you know?
Yeah, I'm not playing. I'm not going to go.
That'd be great. Are you kidding me?
You would go to Germany?
If Douchey had to go.
I'm not playing. I'm not taking a free trip. No, that sucks.
Hang out with you and B2.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
Well, who would you bring as your guest?
Awesome.
Gia. Oh, there you go.
The whole family's together.
Can't wait.
Piper writes, if you're serious about going, check out Thirsty Swagman. They are guides for 3 days at Oktoberfest and guarantee you a top tent seat every day. The price includes hotel, lunch, and a couple drinks a day. My fiance and I are doing it for our honeymoon at the end of September. If you go, that would be amazing to party with you guys. Well, I believe we are going. I'm not sure the exact date that we're going to go or what the plan is, but that's it. My mind is made up. I'm going no matter what.
And were you trying to convince my mom to let me go? I was in at my party on Sunday. I saw you cornering my mom talking about Oktoberfest. I don't know what you guys were discussing.
First of all, I didn't recognize your mother. I need like a... You ever seen like where they, in a movie, they have... Like the president or something, there's always someone whispering into their ear who it is.
Yeah.
Here comes the ambassador to France, or, you know, like, that's what I need as B2. I travel through life. Just B2 did. She did actually point something out to me as I'm at Charlie's party and I'm talking to this girl and I go, oh, good to meet you. And B2 then pretended to fake text me or write something on her. She gives me her phone after she wrote me a message on her phone. She does that sometimes, like if I can't, she can't tell me something in public, so she'll either text it to me or just hand me her phone with a pre-written message on there. And the message was, this is Nads's ex-girlfriend.
Ooh.
You've met her before. I go, oh.
Oh, yeah, lots of times.
Oh, I didn't know that. And her new husband, or soon-to-be husband. So I made it a point to try to bring Nads up about every 5 or 6 minutes just to,
good work,
just to make it very uncomfortable.
Yeah, for everybody. Good work. Thank you.
Yes, they told me that Nads' ex told me that they believe that a heroin dealer lives upstairs from them and that they had to call the police a couple weeks ago because there was a guy passed out on heroin in their driveway, and I said, is that an employee of mine, perhaps, any chance? Yeah. Just to make it uncomfortable with her soon-to-be husband. All right. I have to take a break. I have a million questions, as I'm sure you do as well. Blank is back. Nads, our phone screener, who we were banned from talking about by iHeart, because my understanding is that we were banned from talking about him because he was on a leave of absence, whatever that means. I guess you can take a leave of absence and they hold your job or something.
Heroin vacation.
What's that?
What?
No, that's what I would call it.
Oh, a heroin vacation? Yeah. Is that what you...
It's the opposite of that, what I was on.
So we were banned from talking about Nads, even mentioning him. So you might have gathered that when we referred to Blank, we were referring to our phone screener, Nads, who is now back. He called me at the end of last week and said, I'm out of Blank, which would be rehab.
Oh, now we can say everything. No more Blanks?
Well, he's back.
Okay.
He's back. Okay. What is there to hide?
Rehab.
So I have a lot of questions. He has a lot of explaining to do as well.
Let me take a break. How far back are we
going
to go?
Oh.
From the beginning?
Why not?
Okay.
What do you mean from the beginning?
Let it all out.
From joining the show. 2 years to catch up on.
All right. I've got to take a break. 866-YO-ROVER. We will be right back on Rover's Morning Glory, and we'll find out what's happened over the past 30 days or so. If you don't know, our phone screener Nads called me and said that, I started getting emails. I saw Nads pulled over on the side of the road, surrounded by a bunch of cops. They had him in handcuffs. So I got an email. I didn't know whether to believe that or not. And then that evening, I got a call from Nads himself, who told me, hey, I was arrested. I go, what'd you do? Well, and he proceeded to tell me. So we will talk about all of that in just a moment. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
True crime author James Renner is back on the show today at 4:20, and I'll have tickets for the MMS Halloween Bash with Quiet Riot. The Alan Cox Show, back live today at 2 on MMS.
Gear for the summer is out now from CLE Clothing, including the classic cruising with a buzzard tank or tee. Get to CLE Clothing and show ass.
Previously on Rover's Morning Glory.
Oh no!
It continues. Now.
Excuse me. Are you surprised that our phone screener, Nads, is back at work?
It's been a month, hasn't it? It's been a long time.
It has been approximately a month.
It feels like 6 months.
It's been over a month.
I haven't seen the guy.
Over a month? Really?
Wow.
No, I'm saying about, you know, the company. Are you surprised that they, you know, I don't know how these big corporations work, but are you surprised that he didn't lose his employment?
I don't know. I don't know how that works.
Innocent until proven guilty,
exactly.
Too, though.
Isn't that coming up, more court appearances?
I would assume so.
Or blank appearances,
sure,
whatever.
Sure.
There's no more blank. He's back.
Okay. I don't know. If everything's on the table.
Blank is back.
Okay.
Nads, our phone screener.
I think because you're dealing with this, with addiction, that they can't just, they won't just fire you. If it was just a one-time occurrence, you're driving a company car or something, a client's car, and you get into an accident, they can cut you because it's kind of like a big... it's just a one-time thing, a big accident. But this, if there's more a problem underneath, that they have to get you help and they can't just fire you.
Do they have to do that?
Yes.
No, they could fire me.
I thought that if you're, you know, you claim, oh, I'm an alcoholic, they can't just fire you. You have to say, okay, we have to get some help.
I don't think that's accurate, actually.
Okay, I always heard that.
This is an at-will state, meaning they can fire you for pretty much whatever reason they want. Then so... If a company wants to fire you, they just let you go. Especially a part-time employee who's not under contract. Like, I don't think that's a requirement. That I do know that if I am ever worried about getting fired, I immediately am going to run down to Saskia's office and tell him that I have a problem.
I have to chug a bottle of whiskey. Like, what are you talking about?
All right. Do you want to have Nads come into the studio?
Sure.
Put him on the couch of tears.
We're starting right away.
Off the bat. Well, can you wait? Can you wait to find out everything?
No.
Dieter?
Uh-uh.
Nads is back. He's
his legs are as pink as his shirt.
Oh, my God, Snitz. I think I breathed for a second.
Sorry. Good to see you too, buddy.
He does have a salmon-colored... sweatshirt on. He's got some new kicks, it looks like. He's got some new shoes. Nads, our phone screener, was arrested. I don't know all of the details. I really don't.
Are we gonna start with that day?
Yeah.
How did that day...
You want to start, go through that day, and then go back in time? Or how do you want to do this?
That day I'm so curious about. Just, you know, what happened after work, and or even that day, the whole day.
Okay.
I would love to hear it.
All right. Nads.
What's the date of that? Take us back.
Good Friday.
Good Friday.
Wow. Bad Friday for you.
The day that your Lord and Savior was crucified... What happened on Good Friday?
April 19th.
Well, I have to be careful with what I say in terms of the legal aspect of this whole thing. I was arrested. I was pulled over after the show on my way home for driving erratically.
How erratic, you know, without admitting guilt, but accused? How erratic are they accusing you of driving?
There was a couple phone calls that I was not driving well.
Mm.
And so I was pulled
like
over.
911 calls.
Yeah, like, uh-huh. Hey, this dude's not doing well on the road.
I did read in the paper that...
It made the paper?
Well, it made the police blotter. You okay. weren't named.
Damn.
You know, it yeah. just said a man was...
Didn't say NADS?
Didn't say NADS, as much as I'm sure you called the paper trying to get your name in there. Said that you had swerved, or that you were in the grassy median.
I didn't know that.
You know, okay, all right. I think they said you came off the highway off an exit, and you went into the grassy median, I believe, and were driving in there for a little while before you got back on the road. That's just what I read in the paper.
You can't believe everything you read in the paper.
Fake news.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So they pull you over.
Yes.
And, people were calling saying that you were driving terribly.
That's what the police told me, yes.
Sure, all right.
And so I did a field sobriety test at that point.
Mm-hmm. Now, when they pull you over, you see these lights going off, and you must be crapping your pants at this
point. I was... I wasn't feeling great. So I get pulled over. I talk to the police officers. I do a field sobriety test.
Yeah.
The cops then tell me to make a phone call and have someone drive my car home and me home.
Uh-huh.
And as they told me to pull my car over more to the...
Wait, hold on. So they tell you to take a field sobriety test.
Correct.
And then you pass this field sobriety test?
Enough to where they were going to let me go home.
What? Now, I've seen you...
Do a field sobriety test.
Do a field sobriety test here at the radio station when you claimed to be sober and you miserably failed that. So I can only imagine how his field sobriety test in the field was.
Well, he didn't walk a line. There's no way.
I did.
What?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
my God.
Stood on one leg, all of it.
All of it. Oh, okay. God. All right. All right. So.
Did they recognize you?
I don't know. They never said anything.
Like, I love the show or anything. Okay.
So then I was told to pull my car over more to the side of the road. They told me to get behind the wheel, pull the car over more to the side of the road.
Yeah.
And when I did so, they allegedly saw some paraphernalia in my car.
They allegedly saw this.
Yeah, right, and so then they brought that up. I'm like, no, forget about that too. And they declined to do so.
So they were going to, so you made a phone call to Charlie, as a matter
Charlie,
of fact.
Yeah.
And you said, come
pick me up, man.
Come pick me up. And...
I just kept saying, like, what's going on? He's like, I'll explain later.
Just come get me.
Just come get me. And then I'm like, well, okay, I guess I'll come get you. He's like, you got to bring Krista with you so that you could take my car and then she could take your car back. And I was like, she's at work. What are you talking? It's Friday. Like, it's at noon.
Yeah.
And he's like, just come get me. And then I said, I'll come get you then. I'll just come get you with my car. And he goes, how long till you're here? And I was like, I don't even know where you're at. Like, I have no idea where you're at.
You're an hour away, basically.
I think it was really far away.
Yeah.
And then... He's just hung up, and he said, I'll call you back in a minute, and you can't come get me. It's cool. Everything's okay. And that's what he said. Yeah. Hung up, and I didn't hear from him again.
It was not okay.
You weren't his one phone call from the clink?
No.
Okay. So they tell you to pull the car further off the road. You do that. They look in the car. They see what do they allegedly see in the car?
A syringe.
All right, and so they put two and two together, I guess, and they say, well, this guy is doing now. Do they do any tests on this syringe? Do they discover anything in the car, or they start searching the car?
They search the car. I was charged with criminal tools or paraphernalia.
Mm-hmm.
There were some other things removed from the car that they sent out for testing. I don't know.
And that has not come back yet?
To my knowledge.
I have a backlog,
which I
think is true.
I've been gone for a month, so I don't know the exact update.
All right, so something is being tested. A substance is being tested.
Yeah.
And how much of that substance is being tested?
Not a lot. Just a little.
Okay, a small amount of that substance.
Yep.
And so then they
where was this in the car? It's in plain sight?
Yeah. It was in my driver's side compartment on the door.
Like the little door pocket thing, whatever that thing is
like
called.
Like a dumbass,
that does beg the question, doesn't it? Why
Don't you have that hidden somewhere else? Yeah, under the so. Seat? Or you have so many things in the back of your car. It's like a homeless person lives in these blankets.
Now, there must have been something that led you to drive erratically to have all of these people call 911 on you. Is it that? No.
That was not used. But I think that's about as far as I can go until this is taken over. I just had a continuance.
Uh-huh.
Court will resume June 26th, I believe.
Okay. All right.
I have medical equipment in me. I'm dealing with a medical issue.
You guys heard when I was in rehab.
Yeah. This kidney stone, they had to put a stent in there, and it's still up there.
In your urethra or
something? Ureter.
Yeah, whatever that is.
Okay. Yeah, in between the kidney and the bladder.
Okay.
And so I have to get that taken out. I go see the urologist tomorrow. It's been a whole mess with that.
Is there any chance you can just keep putting off your court date for that?
Put 10 stents in me.
Oh, boy. All right. So, because it's related to your court case, you can't go into, but let's just say there's got to be a reason, obviously, that the guy, I mean, the people probably aren't just calling you randomly, hey, there's a guy driving erratically on the highway.
Doesn't happen to me very often.
Yeah, okay. Well, I don't know.
Well, I mean, yeah, based on my...
Relative to my
record, it's happened a few times.
All right. Now, if they find a syringe in your car...
Yeah.
Allegedly. That must mean... I mean, I'm not carrying a syringe around in my car.
Yeah.
I can't imagine a legitimate purpose to carry a syringe around...
I don't have diabetes.
Unless you're diabetic.
I'm not diabetic.
So what are you carrying a syringe around for?
I've been addicted to heroin since December.
Since December?
Yeah.
Now, how does this happen?
How did it all start?
Yes.
Do you remember when I was talking about when I went and visited my mom before the holidays?
In Florida, right?
Yeah. Yes. And I was extremely depressed, like borderline suicidal, and she wanted me to get help real bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's completely my fault, but I was just really vulnerable. When I got back to town after I visited her, got a text message out of the blue from someone I haven't talked to in a long time, person I used to do drugs with.
Mm-hmm.
And he just straight up told me, he's like, hey, I got dope. Do you want some? And I was, without hesitation, was like, yeah.
Sure, let's do this.
Yeah, so then I went there and I got it and I snorted it. And at that time when I snorted it, right after I was out loud said, this is the happiest I've been in a decade. Like, it was just like that. It snapped in. I'm like, this is everything.
And how long does that feeling last?
The initial, rush of it probably lasted, 5-10 minutes. But the opiate high lasts for an hour or two.
So for an hour or two, you're the happiest you've been in 10 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Were you doing heroin or Suboxone?
Heroin.
Okay.
Snorting.
And then what happens?
So then,
you start hanging out with this guy?
Yeah, but it wasn't every day at that point. It was every few days, couple times a week. I would ask him if he had anything, and he would sell it to me. And then probably by right after the bus trip to Miami, when I did a Cleveland steamer on Dumb's chest.
Yes.
Right when I got back is when I picked up a needle. And I just said I would never do it. I would never do that again. I would never do it. And for whatever reason, right when I got back, it was off to the races.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know.
Now, so this is the first time since you did it with your brother, right? You said 10 years ago?
Yeah, well, there's been... after I got out of rehab the first time for my Xanax addiction.
Okay.
I ran with the wrong kids and I hung out with them for a couple weeks and I did it a couple times and that was in 2014. And then a kid that we went to rehab with overdosed and I put it down. I didn't pick it up since then.
Okay.
So like a 5-year break.
Yeah. And I was always thinking like, oh, like this isn't the drug for me. I didn't get addicted. I could mess around with it. And that's not true at all. Don't mess around with
heroin. Kids, don't mess around with heroin. Now, yeah. I know that's been said numerous times before, but Nads thought he was...
different. I did.
You thought that that was not your drug. You could take it or leave it, basically.
Yeah,
yeah. Uh-huh. Now, when you were in Miami, and you were preparing to give this Cleveland Steamer to Dumb, our old phone screener. In the video, we see that your feet are extremely swollen, and people have said that this is a sign of heroin use.
The actual, you made the accusation that it was benzo use.
Oh, I don't know.
I truly believe that's, it could be, I don't know. I think it's truly just from traveling. Like, my feet were a mess that time. I was in the Greyhound bus for 36 hours, not on them. I think that's...
Okay, were you making a drug deal on the Greyhound bus when you got mugged?
No.
You weren't?
No.
I thought for sure.
I was going to ask him. He got off the bus to have a cigarette, and he got mugged,
and I thought the guy was making a drug deal.
Nope, just straight up mugged by homeless people in Atlanta.
Okay, all right. It's been known to happen in Atlanta. Yeah. I've seen videos. So you went? Did you? You must have done drugs on that trip. You had to have.
No, I wasn't. No? I wasn't addicted.
I don't know if I believe.
No, I'm going to be completely honest about everything. Yeah. So we could throw everything out there. I wasn't physically addicted at that point. Mm-hmm. It was really right after that trip is when I went full blown in.
But you were also like Nads inexplicably decided he was going to stay with like these weird guys or whatever in Miami, and we didn't see him. Fans. He gets all the way down there just hanging out with a fan.
You know, literally my 20 friend,
miles away from Miami Beach.
Listen to that. Literally my friend had an extra bed as opposed to staying with you guys who decided to take the old phone screener down to Miami instead of me, and I could have slept on the floor there. So I think I made the right decision.
But, so you didn't do any drugs with that guy?
No. No, I got really drunk at the bar and passed out against a tree that night because Dumb was trying to get me drunk, but no drugs.
Okay, all right. All right, so you come back from that trip.
Yeah.
And then you start sticking hair and needles in your arm.
Yeah.
And I don't know much about, I've never done heroin, so I guess I don't know anything about heroin. How much of this are you doing? How frequently is this happening? What are you doing?
Well, I got up to every day, and it was between, you know, a half gram, which is like $40, to a full gram, $80.
$80 a day you're spending on this?
Yeah, towards the end, yeah. Literally, towards the end.
Now, let me just do the math here, just quickly. Let me pull up my calculator here. 80 times 30, that's $2,400 a month.
Wait, say that again?
$2,400 a month.
How can you swing that?
Well, it wasn't that the $80 a day habit didn't happen until the very end when it was it got.
Wait, it's 40. That's $1,200.
I know. It's money I don't have.
Breaking half. Yeah. So you're doing just an ass load of. I mean, I'm sure some people are doing more than you.
Sure.
But that by any stretch of the imagination, that's a lot of heroin. It sounds like.
Yeah.
Where do you inject this?
In my arms. That's what I was always worried about, is like you guys, just someone like texting in being like, let's see Nads' arms or something. Like hands, wrists. Like
you're kidding me.
Now you can see scars. I mean, anywhere I could. I was so scared of needles. Like at the beginning, especially when I was doing it with my brother, like I'd always turn my head and like have him inject me. And then when you're just you alone with heroin and a needle, like you just start digging into your own skin.
Jeez.
Yeah. It's it got
do
dark.
You do this? Do you inject yourself once a day, 5 times a day, 10 times a day?
Until it's gone. Yeah, like 5 times.
5 times a day.
Yeah,
like first thing in the morning before work.
Yeah, I mean to shake off the dope sickness. Or when I get off work, I'd go cop. It was like a whole day thing.
So
it became my life.
When you were spotted at a Burger King drive-thru, mm-hmm. and you said, no, the people that are with me, I just knew them from, you know, like my mental health days 10 years ago. These are drug users.
Dope heads. Yes. Literally the guy that sold me heroin the first time.
Yeah. Is in that. Yeah. And you're wearing sunglasses at night.
I wasn't wearing sunglasses. I was wearing these exact same glasses. I don't know what the
and
guy.
And you decide to call the Burger King worker after you pull out of the. Leave the drive thru. Yeah. Hey, I want to talk to that
not
guy.
A great, not
the
a
checkout
great
guy.
Not a great idea.
Uh-huh. All right. So when you. What was happening when you're walking the line here at the radio station when you're doing a sobriety test? We know you couldn't have been sober.
Nope, wasn't sober. Probably took two or three oxys that morning, I think.
God.
Like 10 milligrams, I think. I think that's what it was that day.
So that's prior to you starting to shoot the heroin?
Oh, sure. That was I've been a raging drug addict for forever. Oh, here's the video. Cool.
there's Mads trying to walk
my own face on my shirt.
He's laughing.
I did fall into the wall.
He cannot walk a straight line, and you'll see here as he turns around.
You're saying, "Oh, I just have bad balance."
Yeah, I know.
That's what he was trying to tell us. Right. As an adult, I have bad balance. Yeah.
When you saw this, were you like, "Damn, I'm really high at work"?
I never watched it.
You lived it.
I know. I lived it. I was high. I don't know. I've been a raging drug addict for a while.
Uh-huh.
Just never like a daily thing. Just whenever it was around or I felt like I should do it. I think it's pretty obvious. I would make up excuses and lie about it because I didn't. Everyone's saying like, "Oh, Nads is such a liar." Yeah, I didn't come out and say I was on heroin. Like, I didn't want to do that at work. Uh-huh. Sorry about it. Uh-huh. So sue me. I've been a drug addict and I needed help.
But some people will say, for instance, you lied about it, and you wouldn't take any drug tests. Yeah. I mean, that's obviously a red flag.
Sometimes I was clean for them. Sometimes I was dirty. It was just better to just make it a blank thing where I don't take drug tests here.
Now, when you get caught by the cops, at that point, everyone becomes sorry. They go, "Oh, I have a problem. I have this. I have that." I think some people are fans of the show or people who work here or whatever would say he's not really sorry. He lied and lied and lied for years. He got caught. Now it's the "oh, woe is me" because you were caught.
I'm not doing the "oh, woe is me." And I don't want sympathy. It's not like I have cancer. Like, I chose to do everything that I've done. Like, sure, it's medically defined as a disease, and there's a lot of research that backs that up. But I needed to get help because I was going to die if I didn't go and get help. And I was actually, the last month, I was totally okay with it. I'm like, this is the way it's going to happen. Like, it's all right. So I'm not asking for sympathy at all. I was surprised that I kept my job, too.
I'm shocked.
Yeah. I thought you were fighting for me because I got a call from management on Easter. And they're like, "We're going to let you know later this evening if we're going to keep you or not." And I got a call after dinner. And they're like, "If you go to treatment... you still have employment."
I didn't weigh in. I honestly did not offer an opinion, and they didn't ask me an opinion, to be honest with you, either. So I didn't volunteer one.
Saskia didn't say, "How do you feel about this either way?" Completely
it was
up to
out
him.
Of his hand.
No, the thing with Saskia is. I don't know how these big corporations operate. Saskia's only motivating thing at that point, I think, was trying to, you know, do HR and legal things or whatever. I don't know what they're... I don't know. I don't know. But no one asked me. No one said, "Should we keep this guy? Should we cut this guy?" I always tell people, I don't fire people. I don't hire people. They go, "Oh, yeah, you do." No, I don't. They didn't ask. I didn't say anything. I'm surprised too, and the reason I'm surprised is if this were my company, and I had an employee who left work and he is high on something as he leaves here,
allegedly,
sure, and he's people are calling 911. As he's allegedly driving like a maniac or whatever's happening, if you were to hit someone and kill someone, they would look at me and they would say, you're an idiot. You knew this guy was had a drug problem. How could you keep him working there? And you're enabling him. And he left your place and he ran over a family of five.
Huge liability. Yes. I get it all.
Yes.
I get it all. Yes. And I was surprised, too. I'm very grateful to be back here. I really am.
Now, so, do you think you can keep it together? Do you think that you can stay off drugs?
I don't know. I mean, I'm taking a day at a time. After my stint rehab, I feel confident. I learned to have fun again sober. Like, I'm not craving. I don't want to go out and get drugs. Like, I'm not in that mindset.
How do you not? How are you not in that mindset if you've been in that for years? Like,
That's the thing. I don't know. Maybe it's just the post rehab like glow where you come out and you're really motivated and stuff like that. I have an IOP program that I'm going to four times.
What's
a week.
IOP?
Intensive outpatient.
Okay.
And so that's drug testing. That's homework. That's 3 hours a night, basically every day of the week. So that's during the work week. It's four nights a week. So that's that keeps me motivated. There's meetings. There's a lot of people that I met in there. And again, it's all about keeping the right people, too. You want people that are motivated to stay sober. I do okay under probation with a thumb on my head. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's getting me positive, but I can't.
You did blow it on probation one time.
I know, yeah. But then I was a glowing probationer, and the judge basically gave me a standing ovation. Uh-huh. So it's, but I'm a drug addict, Rover. Like, I can't. That's what I've done. That's what I know. That's who I am. So it's getting involved in recovery and staying in recovery that's going to lead me to success. So that's, I mean, I have no other options at this point. That's it.
Are you still going
to strap the knife?
Yeah, sorry. Okay. No, I am.
So you didn't celebrate getting out of rehab with margaritas with your parents?
No.
Okay.
I asked, but my mom said no.
That did happen one time. Yeah. Let me take a break. 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. Doogie's been very quiet over there, Dieter. Have you noticed
this? Oh, yes. She's shooting daggers. And she can't even look at him. You know, she's looking at the screen or out the window. She hasn't even looked at him.
Doogie gets it. You know, it's the same way Doogie treats Jeffrey, where she yells at Jeffrey. She expects. She expects.
I'm listening to all.
She expects
this
things
crap
out of Jeffrey, and I go, Jeffrey's slow. He doesn't. You know, I don't set. You set your expectations too high, Doogie. You expect Nads not to. Oh, I was such a bad guy. Do you remember when I would ride Nads and I would call him out on things? I was such a bad guy and I was so negative. And can't you
give
can't,
him a break?
Yeah, he's keeping it together.
There's no pity here. So
now, I did bust his balls because I knew that the guy was on drugs, and I said that. But now, even looking back, I go, God, I was really stupid. It was worse than I thought.
Well, he was convincing. I didn't think he was on anything. Maybe some pill.
Shut up.
No, sir. You thought he was on heroin, Doogie?
Not heroin.
Okay, then you can't say you knew that.
Everything else. Everything.
I thought maybe pills, hair, or there. I didn't know it was.
You thought that he was. You thought that he couldn't walk a line in the hallway here.
He
because of
me.
What?
He goes, Dieter, I have bad balance my entire life. I can't walk a line. I'm like, okay, maybe this guy's really that uncoordinated. Now looking back, I go, God, seeing that video, super high as a kite. He was laughing as he's walking the line, bouncing off the walls.
What about the other video?
Oh, God.
The best of?
Don't even go into
when he's running best of.
When I saw that, I go, there's no.
No, you didn't know.
What did I say?
No.
What did I say?
I think you were convinced. He told you he was having a mental breakdown.
Nope.
I go, that's weird. I go, that's something going on. I have so many questions about other days, too.
Okay. All right. We will get to all of that. 866-YO-ROVER. 866-967-6837. Curious George in Columbus. You got to take a question from him.
I thought we were going to break.
We are.
Oh.
Whenever I feel like it. Right. What are you turning into Doogie now?
No, George, I thought you were good.
Yes, Curious George.
How are you doing, Robert?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, welcome back, Nads. I missed you, man, and I'm glad you're happy and healthy.
Thanks, buddy.
And I wanted to ask real quick, now that you've admitted, yeah, you were on drugs and all that stuff, is there any way we could watch that video when you were doing that stuff? This will also help people that are wanting to do drugs to see somebody at his worst. that it could possibly help somebody to watch that video.
I've never seen anything like that video before, and I'll tell you why I didn't know that he was... I didn't know what was going on with that. I've never seen anyone act like that. I've never been around anyone who's been on heroin before. I've only seen the movies. When you see someone on heroin in the movies, and tell me if this is not true, they inject it, and then they just go, ugh, and they go, they're like that. That's it.
They drive, and they slowly pass out, and then they go off the road.
They're just like in a chair, and they pass out, right? That's what I see in the movies.
Some people, yeah.
That's not exactly what happens, though, when you do heroin.
Not all the time, though. That's, I mean, if you take a significant amount where you nod out, that's the reaction you get.
Okay. Let me take a break. Now, to answer that question of Curious George's, I don't know. I mean, we have that video somewhere. You've never seen that video.
No, I would prefer not today. It's a great excuse George made that it'll help people just because he wants to see it so bad. I prefer not today. This is a lot to get through. Probably soon in the future, I think we could do that. When I'm more stable, because I have IOP tonight, which I'm looking forward to, just to be able to go and talk about things and have a sober environment so I don't just sit at home and stew. But, yeah, I would be okay with it in the future. I just don't think today's the right day.
Let me take a break. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Nads, our phone screener here, currently facing a multitude of charges. I don't know how many. Probably more coming.
A few. Maybe. Yeah.
Nads is really crossing his fingers. Like, this is what happened. Like, I love this. Like, for people who have done things and they're like, maybe there will be a screw up at the lab, right? Maybe a chain of custody thing will happen or something. And, you know, somehow it just will, you know.
I'm not even stressing, but whatever happens. I got a man up to it. Even if that cost me my employment here, whatever happens, I'm just going to, I got to deal with it.
So he's facing a multitude of charges related to his driving and his alleged drug use. And we'll be back with him right after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
The Indians are back on the field tonight against the Red Sox. First pitch at 7:10 on 100.7 WMMS.
Good morning, guys. Windy and humid, showers and storms, especially this afternoon, where a few of these storms could be severe. We're up to 84 today for the high. 19, First Alert meteorologist.
But he wasn't born with enough middle fingers to express himself.
F you guys. All right, here we go.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Phone screener is back for the first time in more than a month. He was arrested. He's been in rehab for, what'd you do, 30 days in rehab?
28 days.
Well, that was a movie. I guess 28 days is about rehab.
Sandra Bullock?
Yeah, for whatever reason, they go, 28 days, that's
four
it.
4 weeks, yeah.
Oh, I always think of 28 Days Later, that zombie movie.
Hmm. Dave in Binghamton, New York. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, man.
I just want to start off with Doogie. Like, she sits over there. She's completely ignorant to this whole situation. Are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. My phone went blank. But, yeah, she's completely ignorant to the whole... doesn't realize people go through with this disease. And... like, it's a struggle. Like, I was a heroin addict for 10 years, meth on and off throughout that time period. And I've been clean for quite some time now. And, like, Nads, I'd heard him say, like, oh, I'm out of rehab now. And I'm not thinking about it. I don't have cravings. Like, unless he finds a program of recovery to live by, which is really a lifestyle, like, it's not... like staying away from the drugs, it's like changing you as a person, because like drinking and drugging is only a symptom of the disease. Like, I drink and drug to hide my feelings and what I hurt on the inside and what I feel on the inside.
See, so I don't believe, I'll tell you something about it, and Doogie can answer her whatever she wants to say, but I don't believe this disease crap, and I'll tell you why. What we've created is an entire generation of people who abuse drugs, and they act as if it's not their fault. Oh, it's a disease. I have a disease. No, no. People get a disease when you know, they're stricken with cancer through no fault of their own. Now, if they smoke cigarettes, it is their fault. But people get sick, the flu. Unless you walk around licking door handles, it's no fault of your own that you get the flu. Drugs, that's your fault. It's not a disease. And people who say it's a disease, it just it enables people to continue. Oh, it's not my fault. It's the disease. I have it. I don't believe that. It's crap. It is straight up crap. And an entire generation of people now. Look what's happening with all these opioids. It's not a disease. People tried it. They liked it. They got hooked.
It's classified as a disease by doctors because of the way the brain reacts with people with substance abuse disorder. I agree with you. I made these choices. I made that initial choice. I've continued in this pattern of behavior on my own volition. Like, I'm not asking for sympathy. I'm not claiming, woe is me, I have a disease, I can't help myself. That's not what I'm doing at all. Like, I'm for once in my life trying to man up and, like, expect.
Yeah, a kid born with cystic fibrosis, he's got a disease.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nads doesn't have a disease. He's got a drug problem. That's it. Now, Doogie, he wants to know why you're being so bitchy. That guy that called
him. No.
Yes, he did.
He said I was an idiot.
No, well, I saw it here
understand.
On the phone screen. He wanted to know why you're being such a bitch.
I'm not being a bitch. I have nothing to say. period. The things that I have to say, he doesn't want to hear.
Why not?
Because everything's, he's in a good place, Rover, and he needs the support of people.
I'm not in a great place. I was just in rehab, and I'm facing charges.
You were forced to go to rehab because you knew you needed that, so that would...
I wasn't forced to go. I was going to go regardless of...
I'm not fine.
You have to go. I mean, if you got all those charges, you have to
I was going...
You got to go first before they send you.
I was going to die if I didn't go, and I was cool with it. It was my mom... It was my girlfriend. It was them telling me to go, and I still didn't want to do it. And it wasn't until, like, I realized, like, I need to go, and that's when I did it. I wasn't forced to go at all.
Sean in Rochester, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Sean.
Hey, Rover.
Hey.
Peter, yo.
Yo!
Yeah, just about, I think it was 3 months ago, where, Nadja's mommy had purchased him that car, and he told everyone that it was broken and that he didn't forget to fill it up with gas, just that it must have been broken, this brand new car.
The sensor was, on the gas thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was.
Yep. So, Nads, do you remember how I called you and I told you that this was foreshadowing, that you not even taking the time to look and see if there was gas in this vehicle that your mommy had bought you, you know, was foreshadowing for this to happen.
Yeah, it was foreshadowing that I left the dealership with a quarter tank of gas, which they acknowledged and sent me home with, like, the guy who sold me the car, and the sensor wasn't working, which they towed back to the dealership and admitted, oh, it must not have been working. Yeah, that was foreshadowing to a heroin addiction. Great parallel, bud.
Well, you were probably already on heroin at that time anyways. It wasn't foreshadowing anything. You were probably already using heroin when your mom bought you that car.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I was dabbling, yeah.
So, from the time that you got off of probation the last time, let's go back in time. You get off probation, that's when you go, you have the margaritas with your parents.
Yep.
How soon after that do you start using drugs again?
I don't remember. A few months, maybe. A couple months. I mean, it wasn't even... A
couple months. It's a very short period of time.
I was off, you know...
And what do you start with? The benzos, or...?
No. I tried staying away from those as much as I could, because those were really... They really messed me up.
Okay.
So, pain pills, cocaine...
Coke?
Yeah, I do coke. Whatever's around, really.
That Holy Moses, that one time Jeffrey got married...
Great question.
You showed up completely hammered.
Great question.
What were you on that day?
I was actually withdrawing from benzos, and I was it was all alcohol. So that
really?
Was,
no yeah. pills? No, no
that's
coke?
A, that's how I would do a self-detox from benzos, was with alcohol.
So how soon before that had you taken the benzos and your
I was,
detox?
I was prescribed them for a few months. I got a doctor to write me a
how
prescription.
How do you get
to Ativan.
A doctor? No.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, they
did. It is filed. Don't give this guy any pills.
Oh, it was. I mean, I even told them my problem. It was just completely drug addict behavior. It was telling the doctor that I've had a problem with benzos in the past. I was on Xanax, but my anxiety is so bad that's the only thing I find relief from. And he started me off with a small dose. I was on Ativan, and continually increased.
Jeez.
So
can you believe they do this? They should take that guy's license away.
Right.
So I stopped taking benzos because it was becoming an issue, and then I was detoxing, and I had a seizure when I detoxed from benzos years and years ago. And I tried minimizing, because the withdrawal from that is outrageously bad. Mm-hmm. It's like, it feels like you're having mini strokes. It's like brain zaps in your brain, like electrical shocks. And like, I can't even open my eyes. It's so bad. And so I tried to negate some of the symptoms with alcohol. Complete disaster.
All right. Let me go to Mike, who has a question for Nads, our phone screener. Good morning, Mike.
CLY.
Arbe, what's happening?
I got two questions. One, how high were you when you hit that motorcyclist?
Oh, not high at all. That skateboard accident really messed up my head a lot.
Not the skateboard.
No.
You cracked into a motorcycle in the Michael Bay explosion.
I hit the motorcycle, and this was right after
Nads
the skateboard. Driving,
just to keep the story straight, in case you don't follow Nads' drama as closely as some people do. Nads mowed a guy down on a motorcycle in his car.
I didn't mow him down. A little love tap.
And so you were not on drugs then?
No. No, okay. And I was wondering if there was going to be speculation about that, because this was after the skateboard accident. It was like a couple weeks after.
Yeah, and the other time, Nads was on his electric skateboard doing about 25 miles per hour with no helmet, flew off that, and had a horrible accident. Were you high at that point?
No.
Even though
I was drinking earlier in the day, like on the show, and a couple after, but besides that, no.
What about the time that I don't even remember where he was going? I just remember he claimed he was going to get a milkshake.
That was it.
That was
a motorcycle explosion.
That was the accident.
It's 3 a.m. I need a milkshake.
It wasn't 3 a.m.
I'm going across town to get one. You can go to any gas station.
Yeah, I got
to
get cigarettes, but why didn't you go to the gas station right by your house? Well, I needed a milkshake.
You never had a milkshake from there. Delicious.
All right.
Are you allowed to drive?
No. Currently, my license is suspended. So I don't
know. How do you get to work?
I took an Uber here today.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I need to figure out.
That's almost as expensive as your heroin addiction.
Really, it's going to be more. I have to find a more reasonable solution for it. I don't know what I'm going to do yet, but yeah, I got to figure something out. Anyone wants a carpool? Hit me up.
Schmitz.
Let me see here. I have a lot of people on the phone. Doogie, you've been mighty silent over there. Dieter, I want you to compile a list of questions. I got behind because we were talking. I have some questions I want to ask Nads here in just a second. Write down whatever questions you want to ask.
I've been.
Doogie, why don't you write down whatever questions? Snitzer, you do the same.
Yeah, Snitzer's quiet.
Charlie, why don't you write down any questions you want
to
ask?
Got it, boss.
Snitzer's like a father figure. He should be piping in.
And you can call in as well, 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. Jessica, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. I was listening to you talk about how drug addiction isn't a disease and how they're able to blame it on the disease so that they don't have to take responsibility for it. But when you talk about diseases, you talk about physical diseases, cancer, diabetes, heart. So if somebody is bipolar or they're schizophrenic, which is absolutely a mental disease, which is what addiction is, when they have a freak out or they have an episode, are they not allowed to blame that on their disease?
The difference is that you would never have a disease of heroin addiction if you didn't first try heroin, right?
you wouldn't have heart disease if you didn't eat cheeseburgers and.
That's not true. Some people have heart issues and heart problems and heart disease, and so you can't have an addiction problem unless you take the first step to try those substances.
Okay, so if somebody made that mistake and they already have that chemical imbalance in their brain that makes them prone to addiction. Because some people are, and some people are not. Some people party with cocaine, and then that's all they do, and then other people can't go a day without it. And that's the difference between the diseased brain and somebody that just uses it for a party drug.
Do they teach this to people in school? They tell you to not do drugs?
Well, of course. Okay. They tell you not to drink, too, but that's socially acceptable.
But I'm just telling you that people... They try this. They know what the risks are. I never did heroin, not because I don't have the disease. It's because I didn't want to do heroin because I knew the potential ramifications of doing heroin. They're not good. Well, there's actually no upside. There's not one person in the world who goes, you know what? I did a bunch of heroin, and that was the best thing I ever did in my life. There's not one person that's ever said that. So why even start? It's not a disease. It's a choice. I've got to take a break. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
True crime author James Renner is back on the show today at 4:20, and I'll have tickets for the MMS Halloween Bash with Quiet Riot. The Alan Cox Show, back live today at 2 on MMS.
The Alan Cox Show.
I thought the whole point of a strip club was, like, anonymity.
I don't know how many people are going to be tracking these chicks down.
Imagine clocking in, like, if you work at a brothel. You're like, all right.
MMS on iHeartRadio weekdays at 7 a.m. Life is full of heartache, misery, failure. So is Rover's Morning Glory.
This is bad in every sense.
Now back to the show.
Try not to kill yourself.
All right, Blank is back. Nads, our phone screener, we have not been allowed to talk about it for the past 45 days or so after his arrest. He's been in rehab 28 days. He just got out. He had a court appearance on Friday. He's back in the saddle today, answering your questions, 866-YO-ROVER. I have a list of questions here, full page almost. You have some, Dieter?
Oh, yeah.
Snitzer, you got some?
I have a couple.
Charlie, you writing some questions down over there? He just nodded his head yes. Chris, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, well, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up?
Dieter.
Yo!
Hey, I've been watching here a little bit on Rover Radio, and I know exactly why Doozy is pissed off and not saying a single word. And that reason is because she went through it with her sister for so many years to the fact that she couldn't trust her sister and couldn't believe anything in her sister. And I'm at the point where I love Naz. He was great. But I will not believe a single thing that, you know, what do you want to call him, he says, because all he's done is lie to everybody. So I understand why Doozy's mad.
Is that true, Doozy? Is that why you're so angry?
There are two people in my life that I have dealt with addiction. One is my sister, and one is my best friend's husband. And
what about Nash? Dealing...
That's three.
That's three.
I don't have anything to do with
that. Okay.
Oh, come on.
I don't. I honestly.
I work with the guy.
I am a coworker. I'm not a friend. Everything that he is saying is part of the process. It's part of the cycle. Everything is just BS.
But and some people, I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree.
I am
but
not
But at
that.
Some point, some people do get over their problem.
Of course.
So there is, a lot of people do.
You know, All of the actions that those people take allow them to get out of that process. Everything he is saying today and all the moves that he's making, he is just telling you what you want to hear.
Then help him.
Dieter, would you trust Nads ever again? I mean, could you believe anything he tells you? Or would you always suspect he's on drugs?
Yeah, I think now I would suspect the drugs.
Yeah.
But he is convincing. There were so many times.
That's what they do. They're great at it.
Okay, I don't have experience with it. And I think you're mad at your sister and you're taking it out on Nads.
No.
Yes, because you can't help your sister out.
I am not going to tell him that it's okay, I'm glad you're back, you're going to be fine. I am not here for him. He has to do the work on his own.
Yep.
I agree.
Period.
I agree.
There's... And all of these actions he's taking tell me he's not serious about recovery.
I don't
period.
Know. What actions?
Yeah, what do you want me to do?
I'm not here to tell you what to do. I
don't disagree with anything you just said. However, what the addicts do is the parallel path. There's a path you have to take to clean up, and it's also the same path you do when you're just lying to people pretending that you're cleaning up.
Exactly.
So I don't know how you can tell the difference.
If you remember, we did the perfect season parade. We were grand marshals for the Cleveland Browns. They're 0-16.
Yes.
And we had Steve-O on the bus.
Yes.
And Steve-O and I were the only sober ones on the bus, and we did a show for RMG Plus, and the whole time it was an intervention to me.
Uh-huh.
Because I was sober at the time. I wasn't using. But
were you?
No. But he could see through it. He was like, you're not doing the actions. And I kept thinking about this all the time in rehab. Like, he's like, once people see that you're actually doing the actions and trying to get sober, then people will start believing you. At the time, I was just pissed off. I'm like, dude, me and you are the only sober ones. Everyone else is drunk, and you're yelling at me about it. And it's the thing I was thinking of. So Douche's right. I have to do the actions. It's a little early, Douche, but you want me to go to a meeting right now?
Are you going to AA?
I'm going to NA is my plan. And then IOP.
Plan. You haven't gone yet?
No, I haven't been to a meeting. I have IOP tonight. That's my first session.
Same thing he said. I'm in meetings of. I mean, again, it's the same thing.
What he said last time was, "Oh, it's too religious. They keep forcing God down your throat." So is that going to be the same excuse?
No. I'm going there because in the same thing happened when I was Douche. I saw people every single day that would come in and speak that this worked for them. And so who am I? Like, I've tried doing it my own way for a long time. Like, I figured I could do this, I could do that. It's not an issue. I've only had two daily problems. I could do whatever. Obviously not. Like, I keep getting myself in the same situation.
Here's a question that I have for you. Let me add this to my list. Do you want to stop using drugs?
Yes.
You do?
Yes. I wanted to die for a little bit.
Because this is a different answer than you gave me 45 days ago when I talked to you on the phone, the day that you got arrested.
What did I say to you?
You said I have a drug problem, yeah. Obviously. I've got to get help for it. I felt so good when I was on drugs. I was so happy when I was on drugs. And I said to you, I said, look, you can do all these things. Go to rehab. You should do that because you have to go to court. But it's not going to work unless you really want to stop using drugs. And your response was, yeah, I can't tell you right now that I want to stop using drugs.
Sure. Yeah, that was my attitude for a while. It was my attitude at the beginning of rehab, absolutely. There's just a bunch of people that you speak to and that you meet that have become successful through the program. So it's...
What are the odds? Do they tell you the odds?
Of the people in the room. So what they would do a lot of times are like, who in here has been here before, and everybody raises their hand.
Pretty much every single person.
How many people have relapsed, and everybody raises their hand, and it's almost like you find comfort in the relapse. Like, okay, this is a normal, and they say it's like a normal part of recovery is relapsing, which I don't like that idea. Like, I find comfort that I can go back and use, and there'll always be a place for me, and I don't like that. So, yeah, there was 8-10% of people will actually stay clean.
That's it. So one in ten. Less than 1 in 10.
Yeah, there's a couple hundred people in there. And that's why I tell you, like, are you going to stop using drugs? Like, and I see that the numbers just slapping me in the face every mm-hmm. time, every single lecture I was in, every single meeting I was in. I want to tell you, yeah. Mm-hmm. I know I'm going to stay clean today.
But tomorrow?
Okay. We'll find out tomorrow.
Let me go to Patty. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Patty.
Hi, Rover.
Hi.
I've been listening to you guys ever since you came out in Rochester, and I'm so sick of Ned's coming back. I'm sick of his voice, and I'm sick of his lies.
My voice.
Ned's voice.
Right. Yes, yes. Go on.
I'm tired of him being on the show. You don't need him. You don't need his constant lies. We don't need to watch him go through whatever he's going through. You guys were great before that.
You know, this is a question that people have for me. They said, well, why should Nads be on the show? I think I told you, if I were running the company, I don't think he would be working here. But that being said, I'm not calling the shots on who is employed here and who's not. I think you have to talk about it. A lot of people are going through this. This is an epidemic that the country is facing right now. I certainly understand people who don't want to hear Nads, who don't want to listen to his crap, who don't believe him, who feel that they've been duped by him. I understand that, Patty.
Yeah.
But I, to me, it really, I don't know, it provides insight, I think, to me, and maybe to many other people. I'm not into this crap. I don't know anything about this stuff. Aaron, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Aaron.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Aaron.
Rover, your duder.
Go.
I called in because when you guys were grilling him about how he was behaving in like the sound booth the one day, how he was acting crazy, and he's like, no, it's just prescription medication. I'm on all these things. I talked to him. I didn't go on air, but I was letting him know that I believed him over anyone else. And I was like, no, you know, my mom was on prescription medications like this. It made her go crazy, but it also ended up killing her. And he's like, oh, I promise I'm trying to get off of them. I'm trying to wean myself off of them. And he lied. And I know that I'm just a listener. And I know that my opinion probably doesn't care. I know that he's going through a lot right now, but I'm more upset over the fact that he kind of pulled the wool over my and everyone else's eyes. And I don't know. I'm more upset that he lied about it than anything else.
You're betrayed by Nads.
Yes. And like I said, I know I'm just a listener. I know it really doesn't matter, but I told him, I'm like, you're going to lose your life over this. I don't want to see you die. And he's like, oh, I promise I'm going to get off, but I have to get off the phone with you because I can't cry anymore today. He hung up.
He hung up.
Sorry.
Sorry,
Aaron.
I didn't mean to laugh like that, Aaron, but thank you. I appreciate it. So what do you say to her?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Aaron. It's not just you. I was pulling the wool over everyone's eyes that I could. I've become pretty adept and good at lying and hiding. And I mean, I basically had a second life that nobody knew about.
You also would blame a lot of these things on the trazodone that you were taking.
A lot of trazodone.
Are you taking trazodone now?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, hey, to your benefit and to your recommendation.
Yes.
I did not see a psych doctor when I'm in there. And for 90 days, I declined to see a psychiatrist. I'm going to do this sober.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to do this without the use of any chemicals.
Antidepressants
anything.
Or anything like
to
that.
See where my brain is. Because my brain.
I think you have to do that. But you're on trazodone.
So I know.
That's not necessarily taking my advice.
I know. So maybe I'll stop that, too. I'll have to talk to a doctor. But that's just been for sleep only. But I've seriously, my brain turned back on when I was in rehab. I was hijacked by heroin. I was a crazy person. And my brain turned back on, and I'm like, okay, let's try to ride this out. So I talked to my counselor in there, and I declined psychiatric help for 90 days.
What happened when you get arrested, they take you to jail?
Yeah. Well, I went to the police station. I was in a holding cell.
Okay, so most people call that jail, I guess.
Oh, I've been to jail. Yeah. It's a little better.
All right. So they pull you over for driving erratically. They find the syringe in your car. At some point, you have to make a phone call to someone to let them know you're in jail. Who do you call? What do you say?
I made a few phone calls to my parents, to my girlfriend. I let them know the situation.
What'd your dad say?
Not happy. He was really not happy. My mom was very concerned. Girlfriend very concerned.
What does your dad say? Do you call him before you called your mom?
Yes, because
what do you say
he
to
was
him?
Local. Like I asked if he could come get me, but I let him know, and he was just very short. He was pretty dismissive, and
so you tell him I've been arrested.
Yeah,
for driving erratically.
Yeah,
and they found stuff in the car.
Correct.
And he says, "Okay."
He was like, "What were you thinking?"
Yeah,
and I said, "I don't know. I'm not thinking," and I just. That was it. I don't remember.
So then
much.
Who comes and gets you out of jail? Who picks you up?
My friend came and got me.
Okay. The first interaction then, have you seen your father since
yes.
then? And what did he say to you? The first interaction, how did that go?
He's been more supportive. He's been talking with my mom, and they've been more cordial with each other, trying to assist me. So I talked
to their parents got divorced a year or two ago. Or
yeah. And so, he came in, he brought me some stuff when I was in treatment and, he's been okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's not getting overly involved, but, he's been all right.
Well, he's seen this before too.
Yeah. I mean,
he feels probably
same song and dance. Right, yeah. Right. Yep.
Where are you living now?
My apartment in Lakewood. I haven't been back there though. I was with my mom for a couple nights and then I stayed with my girlfriend over the weekend.
You just got out of rehab.
Yeah, last week.
Thursday, I think.
Wednesday.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So you stayed with your mom.
Yep. For a couple nights.
You stayed with your girlfriend too.
Correct.
Now your girlfriend, someone sent me an email and, it was a link to Reddit where all of the Rover's Morning Glory lovers hang out on Reddit. The show's at the top of our game.
Very supportive.
They love all members of the show.
More than anything.
And everything we say and do is so incredibly interesting. And they will continue to listen every day. Where your girlfriend apparently got on Reddit the night that you were arrested. And made a post and she said that she didn't know that you were on drugs at all.
Yeah.
How is that possible?
She was kind of suspicious, in some ways. She was suspicious. Actually, admit it. She caught me probably a month before everything got bad.
Yeah.
And I tried going to a Suboxone doctor.
What do you mean she caught you? Like with a needle?
No,
in her
she
arm?
Found paraphernalia. Uh-huh. And so I'm sorry for exposing her, but yeah, she caught me.
Yeah.
And she told me I needed to get help. She wanted me to check myself in that day.
What does she do when she finds your syringes or whatever the hell she finds?
She's very angry and mad and then tells my whole family.
So they almost had a warning that this was coming. Okay.
And then I went to a Suboxone doctor, which is a medication that helps opiate users get off of their substance.
Okay.
I didn't take that seriously. I tried for a week, and then I was like, well, I miss heroin. So I actually had an opportunity before you found out, before I got arrested, before going to rehab. I had an out, and I blew that opportunity, and I went right back to heroin. So she knew, but people accuse her of being a drug addict. She doesn't do anything. Like, she'll have a glass of wine, and then we would go out and drink and whatever. She didn't do that anymore. She's so involved with school.
I'll have to save this for another day. I heard an incredible story regarding Nance and his girlfriend. I don't know if it's true or not, but you've got to hear this.
Cool.
We'll save it for a different day.
Can't wait.
Because someone said that you guys were going around with some sort of pills at Bike Week, some sort of green pills or something like that.
No chance.
That didn't happen.
No. No, I hid my drug use from her, and that's why she thinks, like, if you think Aaron, the caller that just called in, was upset about getting the wool pulled over her eyes, she was very upset because I've been living a double life.
Dieter, hit him with a question.
You had pneumonia.
Yeah.
A couple of months ago. Was that drug-related, that necrotizing pneumonia? What was that?
I had pneumonia. I don't know if it was drug-related, but I was, like, full-blown in active addiction, so I don't know. But I had pneumonia in my lungs.
Were you doing heroin at the hospital at that time?
No.
Did you tell them when you show up, I'm on heroin and all that?
They noticed the track marks on my arms. Yeah.
I see.
So they gave me morphine in the ER when I checked in, and then that was the last opiate I got. And that's what they actually gave me, clonidine. And you got an email about it because that was for opiate withdrawal symptoms. And you asked me, like, are you on opiates? I'm like, no. Uh-huh. Yeah, that was. They gave me that to help with the withdrawal effects.
Snitzer, hit him with a question.
A lot of times I hear drug addicts have to hit rock bottom before they actually quit. Have you hit that? I don't know what your rock bottom is. What do you think your rock bottom is?
I think this is it. This is, Doozy, shut up.
God. You're such a moron.
Shut up. I mean, the fact that I'm back here and, like, I haven't lost everything makes you, like, you have to lose everything. I don't believe that's possible. I don't think that's true.
Of course you don't believe that's possible.
I know.
Because you're an addict and everything is rosy. This is rosy.
No.
You got your job.
Yeah, this is really, comfortable.
Your parents are good. Everything's great.
No, not everything's not great.
Now you're going to cry?
No, I'm not going to cry, douche. This is what the only issue I have with you. I knew I was never going to fix this relationship.
Oh, God.
But
no.
When you do stories about Mac Miller dying, Prince dying, Demi Lovato going back to rehab, that's so sad.
It is.
That's sad. But when it's me doing it, I'm never going to talk to you again.
You sit and you lie. You pull all of these cards.
What am I lying about?
Well, they all do the same thing, no, Mac Miller and whoever else is.
Did I come in here and kiss your ass? And
no,
like,
I don't want you to have anything to do with me.
Okay, that's fine.
It's totally, so keep living your life and take your trazodone.
The rock bottom. I don't know as if this would be rock bottom.
Well, of course not.
Maybe it is.
I have to go to court and I'm just going to man up and take everything.
Your parents are going to buy the lawyers out and everything's going to be fine. What? Because I'm the only one telling you the truth?
Are you afraid that you're going to be sent to jail? It seems like they don't send drug users to jail anymore.
I'm not afraid of it. Like, if I have to go, I have to go. Like, it's...
If they sent you to jail for 6 months...
It is what it is. I got to man up.
Do you think it would do good for you?
I don't know. I mean, I don't. I think treatment was the best for me. I think treatment and keeping me in an intensive outpatient where I'm actually getting drug tests, I'm getting education about things, instead of just laying around with a bunch of criminals playing cards all day. I think that it's pretty obvious the choice that which A, someone facing those consequences would take, but B, what has the best potential for success.
What are the conditions that they've placed on you for your return back to work here?
Not that everything I've heard. I just had to go to treatment, and that this is my employment is based upon not receiving, not being incarcerated. So if I am incarcerated, I'm out. So that's to be determined.
What about drug testing?
I don't know. They could, I haven't heard.
So they haven't said.
I'm in some program. That I was talking to before I went into treatment. But if that's part of the game, then that's cool.
Okay. All right. Charlie, hit him with a question.
Let me look at my list here. Oh, remember the day that him and this is a long time ago, but Dieter and Nads had a foot race, and Nads' legs just didn't work. He had tickly legs that day, I believe he said.
No.
Here it is.
I have tickly hands. Oh. My legs just didn't work.
Just bad leg day is what he said. And he just couldn't run. Were you high then?
Not on drugs.
That was just bad. That's just your natural athleticism.
It was a bad leg day. Okay. What do you want me to say?
All right, how about the airplane trip we all tried to take to New Orleans where they wouldn't let you on the plane? I was drinking just as much as you were, and they let me on, but for some reason you got way more messed up.
Yep, I was on Ativan.
Which is what?
I was prescribed the benzo. Yep, that's when I was prescribed.
Okay.
So you mix that with alcohol, and that just...
Blackout.
Okay. Here's right before that trip.
How many did you take? One?
I don't remember.
And again, he has his sunglasses on indoors.
I didn't have my sunglasses on at
night.
Yeah,
your sunglasses on indoors right there.
Clearly had them on indoors there.
just dancing dancing with people in the...
it was a good time at the airport that day.
All right.
What about best of?
When you were running best of.
Yes.
We have the video of you that we haven't played, and you are acting extremely... weird.
And he said, remember, his excuse was he was watching a movie of himself outside of his brain. He's having a mental breakdown.
Mental breakdown. What
and I mean, because that was right after the hospital when I was on all this medication. That was also an excuse I made. Heroin and Adderall.
So when do you...
I didn't sleep for like 5 days.
So at the same time, don't those counteract each other, heroin and Adderall?
Yeah, one's an upper one's... It's called a speedball.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. I was...
Why do those, by the way, if I may ask?
I don't know.
What's the point of that?
I was so far gone. Like, it was just... I was a garbage can just taking...
Now, when do you do the heroin? Like, you're running best of, you're sitting here in the studio.
Yeah.
Do you do the heroin before you come in? Do you go down to your car and do heroin during a commercial break?
No, heroin was always done before, just like in the morning, so I wouldn't be sick. Uh-huh. There were some times at the end of the aftermath, and I didn't know if Snitzer like knew this, but he would cut to me, and I would be like stretching like this, like I was getting dope sick, like real bad at the end of the aftermath.
Uh-huh.
And then the Adderall seemed to help with some of the effects of that. I don't know if they're hitting some receptors in my brain to keep me okay. Obviously, we're not hitting the right receptors that morning. I was going crazy.
Now, do you do the heroin? Is it before you leave to come to work, or do you get into the parking lot here and do the heroin?
No, before I leave.
So you drive. So you drive on heroin.
Yeah.
That's really dumb.
Oh, I know.
That's stupid.
30 minutes, but yeah, it's pretty dumb. Yeah, I know. It's very dumb.
Wow. Okay. That was one
of my
questions.
What about the just random no-call, no-shows or lates? I can't name any specific one, but when you just wouldn't show up to work.
And then you'd say my alarm didn't work or whatever.
Not to my knowledge that I was doing anything bad. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe drinking or something. A couple times. I don't know.
The skateboard ride.
Yeah, we already brought that up. I was doing drinking earlier in the day, but nothing.
Dieter, what else you have for him?
That's almost everything, Rover.
Snitcher, you got anything for him?
No, you pretty much answered everything. But, I mean, if you only did the drugs before the show, whatever, why did you allegedly have paraphernalia in your car?
Oh, because it would be right after or stop at a gas station or a restaurant.
So you do the drugs before you came into work, and then you'd have to do them on your way before you go home, too.
Or to before I go and get more, because I was real sick.
Did you ever go in the stall here?
No, I never did it here.
Uh-huh. What about in the parking lot?
No, never in the parking lot. So that was like my
pull over. Yeah, that's
I have a code, Rover.
Don't shoot heroin at work. So you'd leave here, you'd pull in like on the well, no, you said you weren't on heroin when you got arrested.
No, I wasn't.
Okay.
Right. But I mean, I would leave here and I would go get more. I would stop off at like a fast food restaurant or something.
Who are you buying this stuff from? Like, is it just, do you always buy it from the same people, or?
Got a couple guys.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Where did all this money come from?
I don't know. I mean, all of my money and then just, like, my parents and stuff like that, like, just completely conning people. That's what I'm most ashamed of. It's just, like, I know they get a reputation of being extremely well off. Like, they're not well off enough to support their son's heroin
habit. $2,500 a month heroin addiction?
Yeah, they're not that well off. Obviously, my paycheck doesn't cover that. What's
you
up?
Have to sell anything or no?
No.
Okay.
No, I didn't steal anything. I didn't sell anything.
You were coming close to selling stuff, though, right?
What do you mean?
Well, because he has this electric skateboard battery, and right towards the end, he gave me this extra, he had this extra one. He gave it to me. I don't know how much that thing's worth, like $200 or $300.
I was trying to sell that before the addiction. It did sound attractive after.
He did just keep asking me, you got to bring that in. I need that back to sell it. I need to sell it.
Okay. Did you bring it back in?
No, I still have it. And that's your penance. I get to keep it now.
Damn.
Psychedelic Zach wants to know, what about the video of him and Maddie dancing in the middle of the bar while everyone watches? What was he on then?
Just drinking. That was after my comedy performance, yeah.
Okay. So drinking is done, Neds.
Yeah. Forever. Oh, it's I can't do anything, man.
Well, in the past, you would say, well, I can still drink.
I know. Everything I do, I take to the extreme. And that's been made very clear to me.
Have your parents cut you off financially?
They haven't helped me out financially. I haven't asked, though, so I don't know.
How you
I
mean, pay
they,
the lawyer?
They are my chief enablers. My mom and I are doing that. Right. But they are my chief enablers, and like, I need to, on my end, do more. And they need to do
so. They need to cut you off, is what you're telling me.
I mean, maybe. I mean, they'll drug test me, do whatever they have to do. But,
well, didn't you say drug tests were happening now or no?
He said they haven't told him to.
I haven't talked to. I mean, this is my first day back. Right, I'm sure I'll have a meeting.
No, the courts.
Oh, courts, yes. I have intensive outpatient. They drug test you a couple times a week, so.
No, that's nothing.
Just
twice a week?
Well, a few times. I don't know. There's 4 days a week, and they just randomly do it. So they could do it all 4 days. They could do it 2 days. I'm not sure.
So you haven't been drug tested since you've been out?
No, I've been.
You haven't gone to any meeting, nothing?
No. Today's my first thing.
Why today?
Because that's when IOP starts. It was supposed to be yesterday, but it was Memorial Day. So they have it Tuesday through Friday this time.
And when have you been out?
Wednesday. And I was with my mom Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, up with my girlfriend, and now I'm back.
Did you see the old afternoon guy, Maxwell? Remember he had an afternoon show here, and now he's a drug counselor? Did you see him?
Did.
You did?
Yes.
You're going to that same place?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
He was very involved. He teaches lectures and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't know that. So I go in there. I was probably a week in, and this guy goes in there. I didn't have my glasses on, so I just see like this bald blob just at the But I think as soon as he opens his mouth and he starts going to like this comedy routine, I'm like, oh my God.
That's the old afternoon guy.
Damn it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so.
I don't think he likes me too much.
No, I know he doesn't. I went up to him afterwards. I'm like, I should probably, like, he probably knows I'm here. I probably should talk to him. So I go up to him after lecture and I'm like, hey, I'm mad to work on Rovers. And I couldn't even get RMG out. And he was like, I know who the F you are.
Was he a dick?
No, he was okay. But he was like, yeah, you should come talk to me. And I didn't. But at the end, when I was leaving, he wished me good luck. But yeah, he didn't.
Yeah, he had a drug problem that afternoon.
Big time.
Yeah,
that's what he does now. He works with these drug-addled people, I guess.
Yeah.
And
he didn't ask you to do some painting or anything. Nothing like that.
No. Didn't try kissing me.
And I'm making out with this guy who's older than me.
That's why he hates me so much.
You keep playing that.
And I proceed to like perform oral sex on this guy.
Now, did he happen to tell that story in front of group?
No. I wanted him to. I kept requesting it.
Like Bert Kreischer, people yell out, tell the machine that story.
Tell the painting story.
I've got to take a break. We will move on. Is there anything else that we have to get to? I'll take a break, and you can think during this break if there's anything we didn't touch upon. If there's anyone on the phone that has a relevant question that has not been answered, 866-YO-ROVER, maybe I'll take it. But if it's been covered, I won't. All of my questions have been answered except for one. And I guess we'll give you guys a few minutes to think if there's anything else, and then we'll move on. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
The Indians are back on the field tonight against the Red Sox. First pitch at 7:10 on 100.7 WMMS.
From the MGM Northfield Park Weather Center, Las Vegas is here.
WMMS weather.
Good morning, guys. Windy and humid, showers and storms, especially this afternoon.
There's something weird in the air.
What the hell, guys? I mean, you guys f***ing stink.
Someone says, what about the aftermath on Nads' brother's birthday, the day that Charlie left for Austin? I don't know what happened that day. Can someone refresh my memory?
My eyes were all bug-eyed. I was crazy.
Uh-huh.
That was Adderall.
Adderall.
Yeah.
Okay.
And obviously I was addicted to the heroin, so probably some heroin mixed in there.
Okay. All right. He may still be on... heroin, because I told him to keep 5, 9, and 10, but I see 6, 9, and 10 on the
five
line.
Wouldn't answer again.
Okay,
I'll ask five's question if you want.
All right, what was it? I don't even remember.
He just wanted to know. Will Ned still refuse to take a drug test?
No, I'll take a drug test whenever you guys want.
Okay, all right.
That's a good step.
Is that a step in the right direction?
Let's go get one.
Matt, you're on Rovers Morning Glory. Good morning, Matt.
Rovers COI.
Arbe.
Been listening since day one, first time call. And with that being said, in all these years, this is the first time I have ever agreed with the way you reacted to the situation. I've been sober 10 years over, and I completely agree with you on your mistake. I did meetings for a long time. I probably did meetings for 5 of those years. And bottom line is when I was done, I was done. You know, I made a choice
yes.
to pick up the first time, and I made a choice to take that last one. And if I ever pick up another one, it's because I choose to do it. The addict has become way too much of a sympathetic figure as opposed to the stigma that it used to have.
I don't believe anyone, as much as people try to help addicts and try to give them resources and give them rehab and this, that, and the other.
Everyone's
I don't think it works.
Everybody's so worried about their feelings instead of telling them the truth. That's it.
The only thing that works for people, and Nance gave me an honest answer when I talked to him the day that he was arrested, and he said, I can't tell you right now that I do want to quit doing drugs.
Bingo.
the only reason why someone will stop doing drugs, no one's going to cure you of it. It's not like a doctor who comes in and, you know, I may go to the hospital with a skin rash and the doctor goes, oh, do this. I do it and I'm cured of it. That doesn't work for drugs.
There you go.
You have to make a decision to do it yourself.
Every day I choose to drink or not drink. My disease doesn't dictate.
Is it hard?
I do that. The first few years were definitely hard, and the meetings were definitely beneficial for a long time. It's not hard anymore. I couldn't even tell you the last time I thought about picking up a drink.
Yeah.
But Doogie, the way Doogie's reacting, Rover, I've been listening for the last 2 years and listening to the forum that he has and all the nonsense that he says, and I just laugh. Every day I just sit there and listen, and I laugh because I know it all. I've heard it all. I've seen it all. And I laugh, and I know you're skeptical, but I, you know, and I hear the way everybody eats it up. And Doogie's, for the first time ever, Doogie's locked in. She's right on point. I mean, she's reacting as appropriately and rationally, as logically as you should react to the way he's been.
Matt, behaving, thank you. I appreciate it. I want it on the record that if Nads does something and he shoots up heroin after work today or someday in the future, and he gets in his car and he drives and he kills someone, I just want it to be known that, because I know what will happen. All the news stories. How could Rover have allowed this to happen?
Right.
They knew that he had a problem. I just want it to be on the record. It's not me. It's not me.
Not your fault.
I'm not enabling. I don't have a say in any of this stuff.
Can I ask real quick?
Yes.
Nads,
come back in here real quick. Okay. Just for this segment. And then we'll move on after this. Yes, go ahead.
So you said heroin. You said coke today. Did you ever do crystal meth?
I've done meth before, yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
In the past, 90 days?
No, it's been a while since I've done that.
Did you use between the period of time you got arrested on Good Friday?
Yeah.
You got out that same day because that's a holiday weekend. You think you couldn't see?
Oh, I thought I
think
was there.
That's keep the you in there until Monday.
Yep.
Or yeah.
But you got out that same day. You went into rehab, not Saturday, Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday, but you went in on Wednesday.
Correct.
How much drugs did you use between the time you were arrested and the time you went into rehab?
Every day.
Every day.
Yeah. To stay, not sick. I tried. The following day, not doing anything, and I was really having an issue.
What does that feel like when you? What is it like physically? What are you doing when you
heroin?
Yeah, after you use the heroin, I guess I can imagine the high to some extent. But
at the beginning, it feels amazing, and then when you're just doing it to maintain, you know this is the downside. Mm-hmm. And that happens pretty quick. I mean, that took me down pretty fast. Mm-hmm. I was only doing it since December, every day since like late February. It took me down really fast. But at the beginning, it felt great. I mean, it felt like a whole orgasm all over your body when you inject it. And then at the end, it was like I was sick. And just to feel normal, I had to do it.
So the day of rehab, you did it?
No, I did the day before rehab. Yeah. So I called on Monday after court, and the bed opened up Wednesday morning.
Okay.
So that's when I went.
So you had to, and then what happens when you get into rehab? They must give you something, right? Because you just
for withdrawals?
Sick and, yeah.
No, that's a good question. So yeah, right when I got there, everyone comes in like super blitzed. Like you see people come in just don't even know who they are or where they are.
Yeah.
There was a guy that was there who showed up with a 0.5 BAC. And he didn't even make it in the front door. They had
0.08 is not 0.5, not 0.05, which might be a normal.
Yeah.
0.5.
Isn't that death?
He didn't even make it into rehab. They took him straight to the hospital where he got pumped.
Uh-huh.
And so like 12 hours later, he was a 0.28 or something like that. Uh-huh. It was that bad. So yeah, people come in super loaded. I didn't. I was in the day before. But they give you Suboxone and Tramadol. The first day I was all right. Second day was really bad. Third day was really bad. Fourth day was a little better. Fifth day was a little better than that, and I was on the upward.
What does Suboxone do?
That's, I mean, it negates the opiate withdrawal effects to a degree.
And then what's the other thing? Trez is
a tramadol.
Tramadol.
It's a really really lightweight opiate.
It's a muscle thing? Because I think I took that for my...
Well, it's a painkiller.
Yeah, that's I took it for my leg when I went to Japan. And you called it lightweight then, too. You made fun of me.
Yeah.
Anonymous, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Anonymous.
Good morning, Rover. How you doing, Dieter?
Yo, hey, what's up?
Okay, I got a question. Nas says he still is on prescriptions, correct?
Wait, say that again. What's the question?
Is Nas taking some kind of pill?
He's taking trazodone, yes.
Okay, I'm at the IOP program, too. I go to that twice a week. I get drug tests twice a week. Every time I go there, I get drug tests. You're not allowed to take no pills at all. Today, if it's his first day today, they're going to let him know that. And they're going to give him a pass. So if he's dirty, they're going to give him a pass. But next time he comes, they're going to keep giving him a drug test, which if he comes out dirty, he's going to start that program all over again. I'm going to be there for 6 weeks.
Trazodone's a non-narcotic sleep medication.
Okay, so it's not prescribed. It's prescribed.
If that's the rules, okay. That's actually, that'll give me an excuse to not take it.
I think you'd be better if you stopped taking that trazodone.
Yeah.
But you gotta. You have to keep yourself busy during the day and not nap.
I know that's true. But that's what they prescribed to me at rehab too. They're like, oh, you take trazodone. I'm like, yeah, it works really well. And so that was my sleep medication.
Charlie, you look like a bobblehead back there in the fart box. What's that? Hold on.
Turn your mic on.
You gotta turn your mic on, Jeffrey.
Jeez.
I agree. He's so close to being completely clean. Quit taking your stupid sleeping medication.
Yes.
You're so close.
Yes.
Just try it. See what life's like.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know why you're waiting until somebody has to tell you not to do something. You know this in your brain now.
Well, I like
that you
sleeping.
You shouldn't be doing it. You will go to. You will fall asleep eventually.
Don't nap. Just don't nap for 5 hours. Are you going to be back on the aftermath today?
Yeah.
Is he back, Rover?
Am I?
I haven't thought about it yet.
Oh, I didn't know.
I have a lot of people calling saying don't let him on the aftermath.
I thought you just said that you're not enabling him and you're not allowing that this is iHeart's choice to have him back. If you bring him back, that just he
that
walks,
enables him?
Yes.
What,
he
the
walks
money?
Right back into everything's fine.
Your choice is your choice. I'm willing to accept whatever you say.
CJ in Delray Beach, Florida. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, CJ.
Good morning, Rover. How are you?
I'm doing all right. What's happening?
I'm listening to Naz, and he's telling the truth, and it must be so liberating for him. But I haven't really heard him apologize or become humble like he probably learned in rehab yet. I'm also wondering, is 30 days enough for him in rehab? I mean, I've been through this before, too, and I had to do 6 months for a heroin addiction.
Six months?
30 days enough?
30 days is 28 days.
Were you in a place for 6 months?
Enough. Excuse me?
Were you in a place for 6 months?
For 6 months.
Oh, my God.
He's not going to go for 6 months.
Well, he should be there for longer. He should be in a sober living place right now.
And
the last thing he should be is on the air and on social media. 28 days? He just did that to appease the court.
Do you think that this... the environment of being on the show, I don't think it helps out.
No.
If you're trying to be sober.
Well, the thing is you could look at it two ways. I mean, it's pretty harsh criticism, and we all know that I get involved in my own head, and I get involved in things that I probably shouldn't, and I beat myself up about it. And so in terms of that, it's a pretty negative environment. The support I've received from people just messaging me has been incredible.
Do you want to see the support you're getting now?
No, I saw the phones, too. Like, I get it. I know. And it's that's completely – that's what I expected. I was actually surprised at what I was receiving. Just personally. So, no, but I can turn this a lot of ways, too. I mean, if I actually do the right things and I take this the right way and this becomes like a comeback and I can live a clean life, like I can inspire a lot of people. I can help people. It's a pretty
not
huge
while
platform.
You're in it.
Do you think that... I'm just... So you think you were near death or what?
Oh, I was hoping for it.
Really?
Yeah.
How much longer do you think would have I mean, because you couldn't keep up at some point. I don't think you keep coming into work if your problem
was
that bad.
I was trying to overdose at the end. Really? I couldn't do it.
What do you mean? You were just taking so much of it, it still
I was taking you? Big shots, and I couldn't. I nodded out a couple times for an hour or two, but I never died.
Jeez.
That's sick, and that's like, it's really sick.
What'd your mother say? We know what your dad said. What'd your mother say?
I mean, she supports me no matter what. She's been in my corner. And above the...
She took Nance out to buy him a new car this weekend. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Above the job, above anything, she just wants me to be clean and to be happy. Like, this is... Sobriety is the most important thing. And she's made that very clear. So she supports me. I feel bad as hell like I've put her through that much. And that's what's sick is when I was super into addiction. It's just like she doesn't want to lose another kid, and I was literally trying to do it. Mm-hmm. It's sick.
Well, there you go. Is that all your questions answered? I've checked off all of my boxes, Dieter.
Yeah.
Checked off all your snits. Yeah.
Do you guys want me here?
I said this the other day. I said I think that you're a funny guy. You're a good guy. I don't dislike you. No one dislikes you. I don't know if it's the healthiest thing for you to be here.
Well, if he's not here, what's going to take up his time? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's...
He'll go right to drugs.
You're damned if you do, damned if you don't, I suppose.
Millions of people that have done this and found normalcy. So it's like, I don't know. I'm thankful as hell to be here. This is... the best show in the world. I'm so grateful to be on it. But if you guys don't want me here and you feel uncomfortable, and
I don't think anyone feels uncomfortable. I think I don't know if anyone would trust you for.
I get that.
A long time.
I get that, and I have to
I'm
do
talking
that.
Like a year or two, right?
Yeah.
I mean, could you? If Nad's like, if I came in groggy, let's say I was up all night, I didn't sleep last night, I come in groggy, and I'm telling you guys, oh man, I'm so tired. You guys would just take that at face value, right?
Sure.
You'd go, we do that every day.
Rover's just tired. Yeah, he didn't get a lot of sleep last night.
Right.
If Nads did that, you'd go, he's on drugs.
He's dope sick.
You guys have done that forever, though.
And we were right.
And you were high all the time.
You were right.
And you were telling us, dude, give me a break. You were yelling at us. So
I'm going to make jokes about this. Like, that's the only way I can do it. But don't think that I'm not taking my sobriety or recovery seriously. Like, this is my last shot.
Snitz, did you have any last questions for him?
Well, no, somebody online asked if he was on performance-enhancing drugs when he jumped over that chair that one time.
Oh.
No, that's all natural, baby.
Charlie, what about you? Charlie, how do you feel? Because you really... he lied to you probably more than anyone.
Constant lies. And I'm supposed to be like his best friend. Just constant lies. I didn't really get much of an apology or anything yet. I mean, really, it's just constant lies. I feel betrayed, I guess. It's, you know, staying up for him all the time, always having his back. And then what did that get me? Nothing. You just keep shooting. You're just shooting up heroin, and that's how I feel. I'm glad he's back. In all honesty, I'm happy he's back. Mm-hmm. I'm happy that he seems very sober and clean today, and I hope he's able to keep it up. I guess is how I feel.
Do you have any other questions for him?
No, I think that pretty much answers all of my questions. I don't have anything else right now. I mean, I'm sure they'll come up as we continue on. Yeah, I'll keep thinking of things, but right now I'm...
Snitch just sent me a note. He didn't know if he should say this out loud, but he was wondering if he could have Nads' car if Nads overdoses and dies, but he thought it might he thought it might be a little over the top to ask that.
Too soon.
It's okay, Snitch.
I'll talk to my mom, Anthony.
Okay, there you go. Snitch did not send that to me. Just
thank
in case. I don't know. So, could you trust your friend Nads again, Charlie? I mean, where does the butt buddy relationship? This is butt buddy version 3.0, I believe, between Charlie and Nads. What's the relationship between the butt buddies now?
It'll go back to normal, I think. Yeah, I think I'm a forgiving person. I mean, I don't hold grudges, so whatever. As long as he stays sober, I'll be happy.
What's your girlfriend think about it?
She doesn't care. She's like, Doogie. Well, no, kind of like more like you, I guess. Rover. She just doesn't really have an opinion. Mm-hmm. Like, just doesn't really care or whatever. She's not.
It was, There's nothing I can do.
Yeah, there's nothing.
I'm not going to tell this guy anything that someone else hasn't already.
She knows,
told him.
Like, she's not too worried about it because I don't think she knows I'm not going to start doing heroin. So, like, if even if I'm around him, it's not going to be a decision I ever make. Like, oh, this seems like a good idea. Just because I've seen it enough to know it's not something I ever want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So she's not concerned about it.
Okay. All right.
Corey, the board op, you know, he's sober now. And he put it out there. He has a 2-bedroom house that Nads can move in with him and keep an eye on each other. It's 5 minutes from here.
Do you think that's the way to do it?
He said, he goes, ask Nads if he wants a place to stay and somebody to Nads, keep him in check.
Nads was, someone sent me a screen grab. I don't know. I think this was off of Instagram or something that his girlfriend has been put in charge of finding a place for Nads to live.
What?
Here it is.
Yeah, that's right. His girlfriend says she's been put in charge of finding a place for her boyfriend to live.
Why?
After he gets out of rehab.
Well, she was trying. That's why she was put in charge, is because I was in rehab. But, I'm getting a new place, new start. So we're going to do that.
So you don't want to move in with Corey the board op?
It's not a good idea to move in with people in early recovery, too, because someone relapses that brings the other person down. And misery loves company. So no offense to Corey. I appreciate the offer and best of luck to you, but I don't think that's the best situation.
All right. All right. Corey, so no. The answer is no. He wants nothing to do with it.
Absolutely no.
All right. Nads, is there anything you want to say before we move on?
I'm sorry for everything I put you guys through. I'm sorry for the lies. It was hard. There was times where I wanted to talk to you guys about it, but I didn't know what to say. I'm a drug addict, and I've been one for a long time, and this is my opportunity to do the right thing, and that's my plan. So
I do remember specifically that Nads, I asked him, I'm sure Charlie would be able to find a clip. It was the last time he got off probation, and he was, I think he's had five DUIs, I think. Only convicted of 4, though, right?
No, this is, this charge is my 3rd in 10 years, so.
I thought that you've been charged more, though.
I was charged with a couple that didn't stick.
Right, right. But, okay, so convicted of how many?
I think 3.
Okay.
This is 3?
This one is
he hasn't been convicted
of. Okay, well, no, this charge would be my 3rd in 10 years.
Okay, how about total? Total convictions, DUI.
No, total charges of DUI. Yeah. Forget convictions.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
This would be 6, 5th or 6th. Yes. Right?
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know at this 6? Point. I've lost count.
So after the last one, and Nads, we hired Nads. We didn't realize when we hired him that he had just, he was facing like all these felony drug charges and all this stuff. We didn't realize this when we hired him. iHeart now has a policy. It's called the Nads policy, company-wide, throughout the entire country. That when they hire someone, they have to do a full background check before they hire him. It was put into place, no joke, 30 days after we hired Nads, because like 1 week after we hired Nads, we found out that he's like, I may be going to prison in, you know, in like a month when I go back to court. We're like, what? But at the time that he got off of probation and all of that, he was on probation. He got busted for doing drugs while he was on probation, but they let him then start probation over. And I asked him what's going to happen the next time you get caught? What are they going to do to you? And he told me there will not be a next time, Rover, was the response that he gave. I'm sure someone can find that, but here we are in the next time.
Yep.
All right.
It's been a pattern.
So, you're going to try your hardest to...
Yeah,
to,
I'm going to give...
You say you really want to... You told me that you felt great doing drugs.
Yep.
Happiest he's been in 10 years.
You said that the heroin was almost like a performance-enhancing drug for the show and the aftermath, that you were performing quite well.
That's also just delusion. And I was telling you that, in still an active addiction, where I was like, this is... It's not that I do have a drug problem, but it's like I have a me problem. That those were, like, I thought those were the answers. This is, yeah. I don't want to do drugs. Like, I know this is like.
But you feel so good doing them.
Like, stop trying to make me do drugs.
No. What I'm saying is, In my mind, if I were to put myself in your shoes, everyone in the world is saying, you're an idiot, stop doing drugs.
Yeah.
And you're listening to all of that, but you're thinking, but I love doing drugs.
Yeah.
I love the feeling it gives me. I feel great. I actually enjoy doing drugs. So I'm going to tell everyone, yeah, but I really love doing drugs. I don't want to quit doing drugs.
Let me tell you what I'm going to do. It's like I promised this guy that came in and spoke to us at one of the NA meetings. He said, just give me 90 days. Do everything we ask of you to do. Go to meetings, do IOP. And he's like, if you're not happy in 90 days and your life isn't getting better, go back to doing dope.
Okay. So I think that's a fair request. That's like me working out for 90 days. I said, I'll give it 90 days.
Yeah, but if you eat a cheeseburger after 90 days, you're not going to die. He does drugs after 90 days, and he does heroin. He thinks he can do what he used to do, and he dies.
He's unhappy not doing drugs.
Well,
so to him, there's no point in living.
Whatever.
Right? Right? Am I right?
No, I'm happy. I'm happy now. Like, there is a thing.
No, but I'm saying if you go back to doing drugs, that means that you weren't happy not doing drugs.
I was.
And if he dies, he dies.
I was fine with dying. I really was. At the beginning of this year, I didn't care. I don't feel that way now. So hopefully I can continue this.
All right. There you go. It's Nads, our phone screener, who's now. Do you have any idea when you actually will go to court on all these charges? Because they have like a million preliminary.
Yeah, I don't. Next appearance is June 26th.
But probably not the actual.
It could be
trial. Or
yeah, that's whatever, pre-trial.
Whatever is all of that. What are you going to do? Do you have a plan for that? Do you
for court?
Yeah.
I just hope that they see that I'm doing the right thing. Okay. It's. I did 28 days in treatment.
That's it? You don't think you should still be in treatment up to your court date?
That's a possibility.
You
I was.
You pay for that stuff, too.
I was.
You want to be alive or you want to be in
debt? Well,
that's expensive.
I was in treatment up to my court date, and then it got continued because I have medical equipment in me. However, there was a guy that was there for 90 days who just relapsed. There were six people that, since my beginning stay, left, graduated the program, and then came back. So it's not how
they
long.
Shouldn't even let you see those people, right?
I know.
Like, they should keep those losers away, and just everyone who leaves, you think they end up doing great. Because right. What does that do to your, when you see all these other people that have failed, you go, oh, that's going to be my fate, too.
Those right. are the people that failed and still had enough pride to come back. Think of all the people that are out there that just aren't coming back.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, it's not how long you're there. It's about what you do. You know what to do. Everybody's been there, has been there before. Mm-hmm. And so it is, it's about doing the right thing.
All right. He's in a good place, everyone. We'll leave it at that. Let me take a break. Now, Dieter, I told you that I would give working out 90 days, and I've been good 5-6 days a week, probably 6 days a week I've been working out, but I skipped 2 days in a row.
Oh.
Skipped Sunday and Monday. I didn't plan on it. I didn't expect it, but I'll tell you why after this. Hang on.
Rosers Morning, an iHeart Radio station. Dumb down your smart speaker with Rover's Morning Glory. Alexa, play 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio.
No clue.
No, either.
I'm trying to get a grasp on what you guys know.
I have no clue.
And you thought Donald Trump surrounded himself with idiots.
They're stupid people.
Short in the brain department.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Tech Tuesday a little bit later on this morning. In just a few minutes, 15 minutes or so, Dan Costa will be on to answer your technology questions. You'll be able to call in and ask those. I was wondering, what do you think Nads' rehab 28 days costs?
Oh, God, I can't even imagine. I have no idea.
If I were to guess.
And he has to pay that, right?
Someone has to pay that.
Insurance.
Oh, insurance covers it?
How are you on insurance? Whose insurance are you on? You have your own insurance?
Private pay, yeah.
Okay.
So just to pay any of that?
If you were to go in and pay cash.
Oh, God.
It's got to be, I'm guessing, $20,000.
More.
More?
28 days.
Mm-hmm.
My girlfriend just gave her husband $45,000 and said, I can't do this anymore. Take this for the umpteenth time.
Uh-huh.
Go to rehab.
Well, he's not gonna do that. He's gonna take the 45 grand and use it.
Spend it on drugs.
No, mm-hmm. He's there right now.
Well, so he's gonna try the 90-day sobriety plan, and if he likes it after 90 days, he'll stick with it. I'm trying the 90-day workout. Never been into working out.
Who has a better shot? Rover stay in the course or Nads?
Seriously. You tell me. What do you think?
Doogie, if you had to pick.
If I had to pick, what was the question?
Who's going to stay the course and stay with a lifetime of fitness, Rover, or Nads, a lifetime of being sober?
Rover.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, you know me. I hate
he hasn't worked
fitness.
Out in 30 years.
Every time I've called you, you've been trying and you're working out. And you have a good support system.
Well,
too.
So I was, Saturday I was not going to work out, and then I go, you know what, I'm going to Charlie's party, I'll be the only one from the show who shows up, I didn't know that at the time, but so Sunday, I was going to have Saturday as an off day from working out, and then I go, you know what, Sunday will probably be my off day, because I'm going over to Charlie's, so I worked out on Saturday, and then Sunday I went to Charlie's, you know, don't have to work out.
Did you drink?
Yeah. Well, I bought him a bottle of champagne for his housewarming gift, and I brought one for myself.
Okay.
Yeah, we're popping bottles.
Yeah.
Did you drink it, or did you save it?
I saved it. His is very nice. It's a very nice bottle, so I'm going to wait till there's some sort of occasion to drink that.
Yeah, mine was a $15 bottle of champagne that I drank, and I gave him an expensive bottle of champagne.
It's like in a box. Like, with even, like, I opened it, and there's almost, like, a letter describing where it came from and stuff.
Oh, cool.
This is not just an everyday bottle of champagne.
So then I figure, all right, I'll get back into the swing of things on Monday. Well, on Saturday, B2 told me, well, on Friday, actually, she told me, she brushes the cat every day, and she goes, there's a bump on Bisu, that's our cat, on Bisu's tail. And she just noticed it that day. So she immediately made an appointment for the vet for Saturday. Now, I probably would have waited and gone, you know, let's see what happens. But after I started dating B2, two of my cats died, and I think she's a little bit sensitive that people think she poisoned my cats because she doesn't like animals.
I thought that.
So now it's like if the cat looks the wrong way, she's taking it to the vet immediately.
Well, if three cats die,
would be something. Bisu's only 3.5 years old, too. Cats don't just croak at 3.5.
Mm-mm. Fool me three times. Shame on her.
Yeah. Jesus. So she made an appointment. And then.
Fool me. We can't get fooled again.
Thank you. At 11:30 Saturday morning. So we go to the vet. She asked me, she goes, do you think we should go? And I'm even thinking at this point, I'm like, I wouldn't, but you know what? It's probably what's better to be safe than sorry, right?
Yeah.
So we take the cat to the vet Saturday morning, and we get there, and they go, the normal doctor is not here, but we have the backup doctor. We said, okay. Well, I normally don't talk in those situations. I let B2 do all of the talking, but the doctor that came in was foreign. And B2 cannot understand anyone who has an accent. She just cannot say. And so she's like looking at me, like they're asking questions and she's looking at me. I know that she's like, help me.
Yeah.
She wants you to translate.
Yeah.
And the guy's speaking English.
So I have to then step in and take over and start talking at the vet. So essentially they don't know what this bump on the tail is. They say, well, it could be some sort of a growth or it could be some sort of infected thing. And I go, okay. They go, we could put it on antibiotics, see how it goes. I said, that sounds like a reasonable thing.
Yeah.
So they go, okay, we'll give you a topical antibiotic that you rub on the tail, and we're going to give it an injection of Convenia which is some drug that will stay in its system. It will work for 2 weeks. It's just one injection, works for 2 weeks, like a Z-Pak for cats. So they give her the injection. They give her. They give us the cream, and we go home. So I go to Charlie's on Sunday, and then on Monday, B2 tells me the cat is not like the cat's hiding and move. It won't come out. Now that's very unusual behavior for a cat. And I said, well, you know, maybe she's just maybe she's not. You know, she got that injection. You know, they're on Saturday.
Maybe lethargic.
Yeah, oh, very lethargic. Won't come out. So I go, what'd they give her? So I look up this Convenia on the internet. Oh, God. And then I just start reading all these horror stories of pets that have died from taking this. So now it's freaking me out. So it's Memorial Day. Keep in mind, no regular vets are open. You can only go to the emergency vet. 5 hours I spent at the emergency vet on Monday, yesterday. 5 hours. 5 hours.
Was there a long line of people?
No, we got right in. And then
what's taking so long for 5 hours?
Oh my God. Well, they put us in a room right away. And when I got there, I go, is there a long line? Or they go, no. Very earlier today, it was very busy, but now very slow. So they put us in a room. No one came in for 2 hours. 2 hours. I kid you not, 2 hours.
Why'd you sit there? Why didn't you go out after 15 minutes and say hello?
They knew we were in there.
So you sat there?
Sat there for 2 hours.
No, that's on you.
And then...
You don't want to cause a stink because this is your only... This is your only option, though.
After an hour? When no one is in there?
So then they come in and they go, okay, we don't know what the... Essentially, they go, I don't know. We don't know what the issue is. We could take some blood work and see... I go, okay. And they go, that will take an hour. So I'm already 2 hours in. I go, all right, I guess. What else are we going to do? Just turn around and leave? So I go, okay. So then they sent an aide in, and they had sent an aide in the 2 hours. They go, oh, yeah, we just got busy. We'll be with you. So then after they tell me it will be an hour for the blood, well, an hour and a half goes by, and then they send someone in. They go, oh, yeah, we'll be with you in a while. So... Now another hour goes by. Finally, they come in. They go, well, there was a problem with the blood test, and we had to double check the lab results because if we come in here, it's we have to double check it because, you know, we'd have to come in and tell you either something's very wrong with your pet or it's not. And I'm not falling for that. I think I don't know what happened, but I'm not buying that story necessarily. Anyways, they go, yeah, is showing that she has some sort of infection, so probably elevated white blood cell count, I'm guessing. So we'll put her on another antibiotic. I go, well, she just had the shot. You don't think it's from that shot that's causing whatever? No, probably not related. I go, she's already on these antibiotics. Are we going to overdo it with antibiotics? No. We'll give her this other one. So now I'm squirting this antibiotic down her throat twice a day now. And
she fine?
Yeah, she seemed pretty good. Yes, last night. Yeah, she seemed all right. They gave her some fluids, little IV fluids in her little cat arm. And
so that's why you didn't work out. You didn't do
that's
any squats?
Why I didn't work out. Oh my God, I was at this place forever.
You had an hour and a half in the room. Yeah. Get down, do some push-ups.
I was doing
sit-ups.
Calf raises in the room.
Yeah.
And then actually, I did in the parking lot. I walked a mile and a half in the parking lot. I just ran, not ran. I walked laps in their parking lot.
That's good.
I go, I got to get out of this room. I've been in here for 4 hours.
That's considered working out if you did 30 minutes?
No, that's not working out.
Sure it is.
No, you got to talk to, you know, like guys like Dieter and I. We can't, you know.
Dumbbells, barbells.
Yeah, that's working out.
Free weights.
Carry them in your trunk. So if that
just walking. That's not a workout, Dieter. No.
So stupid. So you're back at it today? And the cat's fine. You're going to work out today?
Yeah, that's the plan. Okay. And then I think the cat is fine. But that's how I spent my health. There are a lot of people, fair amount of people having emergency vet visits at the... And then while we're there, she's like, do you think that I overreacted? Should we have been here? I'm like, well, better to be safe than sorry this time, too. Oh, my God. I don't know. You shouldn't shouldn't overreact like that, right?
That's weird that happened to you, because I called the vet yesterday, too. I know you're doing Tech Tuesday if you want to wait. But okay. I had a little animal problem.
You don't even have an animal.
I know. This is so weird what happened. Oh. One in a million shot, Doc.
Okay.
What happened here?
All right. I'll have to find out. We are getting to Tech Tuesday, though, first. Dan Costa from PCMag.com will be on to answer your technology questions. Give us a call right now. 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. If you have something that isn't working correctly, tech-related thing that's not working correctly, 866-YO-ROVER. Maybe you are thinking about making a purchase and you need some help. It's a tech purchase. 866-967-6837. Or maybe you saw something in the news that is technology-related and you had a question about it. 866-YO-ROVER. 866-967-6837. We'll be right back with Dan Costa, the editor-in-chief of PC Mag. He'll be on to answer those questions for you right after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Radio Station. Rover's Morning Glory is on your smart speaker. Ask Alexa to play 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio. There's a reason Rover has the biggest nuts. He's got to have enough room so all the other shows can swing off of him. Now back to the show.
Tuesday, new feature. It's called Track Tuesday. Nads comes in and shows us. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. It's Tech Tuesday. Dan Costa from PCMag.com comes out to answer your technology questions. 866-YO-ROVER to get them answered. Let's get started.
We have the technology. Tech Tuesday on Rover's Morning Glory.
Although we could turn that into a new feature, Trackmark Tuesday, and we inspect Nads every Tuesday to make sure he's not shooting up heroin. You'd have to get in between his toes and
that's
in between his
look.
Fingers
that's
and all these places.
Under the ball sack, too, I heard you can go.
Stop it. Are you serious?
I've heard.
No.
They actually go actually into the unit because
no.
Rover, because of the veins.
It's the main vein.
There you go.
Are you kidding me?
So someone's going to inspect that. Snits.
Nads, please tell me truthfully, have you ever shot heroin into your penis?
No.
Or balls?
No.
Okay. All right. Because that would be something else. Wow. All right. Dan Costa is the editor-in-chief of PCMag.com, and he is ready to answer your technology questions. 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. If you have something that's not working properly, give us a call. If you are thinking about making a tech purchase, give us a call. You need some help with that. Or if you saw something in the news and you have a question about it, another reason to give us a call. 866-YO-ROVER. Good morning, Dan. How are you, bud?
I'm doing very well. How are you doing today, Rover?
I'm doing all right. You never been into drugs and heroin and any of that stuff, were you?
No, I like to drink as much as the next guy, but yeah, no heroin and not injecting it in any odd places either. That doesn't seem like a good idea.
Why does Dan Costa, he says he likes to drink, but he's never come out for Roverfest ever, not once. You'd think he would make every excuse to, and you could use the company credit card to come out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Expense that, I'm just saying.
It is on my bucket list.
Yeah. What's big in technology news right now, Dan?
So I've actually got three reporters in Taipei, Taiwan right now for Computex, which is probably the world's largest computer and hardware show. CES is big, but it's got TVs. It's got all the consumer electronics. Computex is all about PCs, components,
And really, every hardware manufacturer shows off some really cool new stuff there. So we're literally getting deluged with new laptops, new graphics cards, new components, and we're just covering all of it, and all of it's going to be available in the next couple of months. Probably the coolest thing that I've seen that's come from the show so far is the ASUS ZenBook Pro Duo. It's a laptop with two displays. So the laptop has a display where you expect to see the display, and then above the keyboard, there's like a 5-inch, 14-inch wide second display that's also a touchscreen. It's really kind of funky. And supposedly my guys have had some hands-on time with it. They say it's actually pretty useful.
I also saw that AMD is releasing some new chips to compete with Intel once again. They seem to be pretty powerful, especially for the price. What should people? I know that people who are going to buy a computer or build a computer will be wondering, should I get an Intel or an AMD processor? This question always comes up, but has this changed the calculus at all?
Yeah, I mean, AMD has just been on a tear. They're killing it. In terms of both desktop processors and graphics cards, that company, you know, a lot of people were talking about how they should just get it bought a couple of years ago. Intel should just snap them up. But they've got a new, the new CEO has really turned the company around, and they've got some, you know, industry leading technology, and have really put, Intel back on its heels. So yeah, at this point, I would tell people if you can get a better, always check the benchmark performance because you can see, you know, what band of processor you're going to be buying into. But, people should have no reservations about buying an AMD system anymore.
All right. Anything else in technology news that people should be aware of?
There's an artist in the UK that we're just writing this up today. He loaded a laptop up with all of the world's most dangerous viruses. Viruses and worms that have done the most damage to the most systems. Everything from WannaCry to, you know, all sorts of things. Viruses that have been solved, but they're all loaded up on one laptop. He auctioned it off for $1.35 million. He's going to send it out. He disabled all the ports, so ideally no one should be using these things to infect other systems, but that's performance art for you. 1.5.
That's what, I mean, Dan, I could have done that. I mean, I could have just handed him Jeffrey LaRoque's laptop, which I'm sure is infected with God only knows how many viruses.
Whatever.
And they got $1.5 million for that?
Yeah, so yeah, I mean, the person that bought it hasn't come forward, so we don't have a name to attach to it, but it's got everything from the My Doom worm to the So Big worm, Dark Tequila malware. It's loaded with, and the sum total of the damage these viruses have done are billions and billions of dollars of damage to the economy and wrecked systems. And they're all going to be loaded onto one laptop in one place.
All right. Well, there you go. I guess if you're an art collector, that might be worth something. If you're, I don't know who these art collectors are. I guess at some point people must, when you get super rich, you just have so much money. You go, I'm tired of wiping my ass with $100 bills. Let me just throw my money somewhere else. You go out, buy a laptop at Best Buy for $500 and load it up with this crap yourself. You don't need to spend $1.5 million. Surf around some porn sites for a few days. You'll get this stuff. Jeremy has a question for Dan Costa from PCMag.com. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Yo, Robert.
Yo.
Dieter, yo.
Yo.
Dan, how you doing?
Yo.
Hey, I got a question for you. I'm in the market for a smart thermostat. I got a Nest now. I guess I'm just trying to figure out which one's the best one. And I heard about the Glass by Johnson Controls.
Glass by Johnson Controls. I don't even know if I've heard of that one. All right, so Dan, what do you recommend for a smart thermostat? He already has Nest. Why are you getting a new one? Why don't you like that?
Looking at this Glass, it's got a 5.4 translucent display. So It's actually pretty cool. It's just a unique design. You know, just trying to see if there's anything better than the Nest out there. And if he knew anything about Glass, you know, I would try to see if that's any good or not. You know, I don't want to waste the money.
All right. Dan, have you even heard of this? Do you have any idea about this? Go on, Dan.
We have heard of it. We have not tested it yet. we've tested, and you know, for so when it comes to thermostat recommendations, we generally say recommend the Nest. That's an editor's choice of ours. The other thing I would take a look at is the Ecobee 4. That's a $200 thermostat, but it's got a ton of features and works just like the Nest. Also works with Apple HomeKit, Alexa, and Siri. So it's got more Apple connectivity than the Nest does. But those are both good, reliable brands that are going to serve you well. We'll get the glass in and we'll test it. We just haven't gotten to it yet.
Yeah, I have Ecobee 4s in my house, and it works with they pretty much work with everything. Nest has said, we're going to discontinue the Works with Nest program, so all of these things that are supposed to be able to communicate with each other, we're going to put an end to that for some reason. I don't know why. I guess they want you to get all Google crap. Google bought Nest, and now they don't want you to be able to use anything else with it, I suppose. But this glass thing looks pretty cool, I guess. I don't know how much it costs, but let me see here. If I click order it, let's see if it tells me how much does this cost.
They don't, it's see-through.
They don't put it right at the $199. That's about what the other smart thermostats go for. So not a bad price. All right. Let's go to Matt in West Palm Beach, who has a question for Dan Costa from PCMag.com. Go ahead, Matt.
Yo, Rover.
Yo.
Hey, Dan.
Yo.
I was looking at building a new PC this year, and I was wondering, with the 2080 Ti that's out right now, is there anything coming out of Computex that's worth waiting for?
Yeah, you know what? AMD announced a new Radeon series, the Navi series. That's what's going to be running in the PlayStation 5 when that ships. But that new series should be coming out in July. We haven't benchmarked it yet, but you know, AMD is doing presentations and they're showing significant performance improvements. I would hold off until that hits the market and we put it through its paces and see what it can do, because it's, you know, you're 6 weeks away from a brand new graphics card architecture, and I definitely think it's worth waiting for.
But Dan, it always seems like whenever I go to buy something, if I'm going to build a computer, whenever I go to buy it, it always seems like something else is coming out in 6 weeks. No matter what week it is, 6 weeks from now, there's always something I should wait for, it seems like.
Yeah, I mean, look, the thing is, do you need to wait? Absolutely not. Like, you can build a perfectly functional system right now. Part of the fun being a geek is being able to look a little bit around the corner and anticipate the new releases. You know, the new Navi series are going to have better performance than what's available today. I think it's worth waiting for, because we're in that window of just a couple of weeks. I wouldn't tell people to wait if it was going to be 6 months, because that's ridiculous. There's no reason to do that.
All right, let's go to Jose has a question for Dan Costa. Go ahead, Jose.
Hey, Dan. I'm having problems with my my telephone. It's an Android Razr, and it seems that I can't run certain apps. They tell me that the phone needs to be, or the phone won't support some of the apps, like RMG app. I cannot get through the app. I have to go to Google and, you know, type it in, like I was using a regular laptop or a CPU, a regular desktop or something. Do I just need a new phone, or is there anything I can do to the old Razr to get it to meet some of the newer standards?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like, do you know what version of Android you're running? Because if you're using an old phone, it could be that you're using an old version of Android, and depending on, you know, these phones usually are good for one or maybe two Android updates, but if more than that, the hardware vendors just don't support the latest versions of Android, and that could be locking you out of a lot of new apps.
Yeah, it is an old Razr. I don't know what version, like a Jelly Bean 2.0 or something, maybe.
Oh yeah, you gotta get a new phone.
That's old as hell, man. Yeah,
you gotta upgrade there. I think he's gotta. How much? What should he get, Charlie? Give him a recommendation on a phone.
I like that Pixel. The Google Pixel is very nice.
You like that?
If you like Android,
Dan, what would you recommend for an Android phone?
I'm talking to you on a Google Pixel 3 right now, and it's I freaking love it. And I'm going to wait, and the next Pixel 4 should be out in the fall, and I'm holding on to this phone until that comes out.
Should anybody get that Pixel 3A?
Isn't that like a lower-end one?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, actually, we love it. It's. I think we say it's like the best Android phone you can get for $400. So at that price point, it's the best phone you can buy.
What are you missing out on compared to the 3A?
It's the screen. It's the processing power. So it's a slower processor. It's not the top of the line processor. But the other than that, you and I are going to want that processing power because we're going to want to buy at the peak of the market. But for consumer shoppers and for people that are buying it and getting it bundled in with a plan and they want to get the phone for free, that Pixel is a great deal.
All right. Nads, tell the guy in line, too, to get Ubiquiti Unify. That's what he needs for his Wi-Fi. I'll just answer the guy's question before he even gets on. Dan, what do you guys have at PCMag.com that people would want to check out?
Well, we got the details on that laptop full of malware. We got all the Computex news. And then top story on the homepage right now is 9 tips to boost your Android battery life. Nobody's battery life is as good as it should be. And we've got there's some very simple tips you can do to get more life out of it. So that's up on the homepage now. If people have questions, they can always hit me up on Twitter, at Dan Costa. Just drop my name, and I will do my best to answer your questions online.
There you go. Dan Costa, editor-in-chief of PCMag.com. Dan, thank you. I appreciate it. For those of you listening on a station that only carries the show until 10 a.m., you can continue listening or watching for free at roverradio.com or with the Rover Radio app. If you are listening to us on a station that carries the full show, we'll be right back after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Rover's Morning Glory is on your smart speaker. Ask Alexa to play 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio.
Jeff in Columbus.
Good morning, Rover.
Steve in Charlotte.
Good morning.
Buffalo. Williams, Pennsylvania.
Good morning.
Fort Lauderdale.
Louisville.
Rover, West Palm Beach.
San Antonio.
Rochester.
Grand Rapids.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Yo, what's happening?
Spreading like a herpes outbreak. Now back to the show.
Shizzy is coming up in a moment. The news. What do you have on the way, Doozy?
What superstar has revealed they've got a new album and a tour that's going to hit soon? I'll tell you who that is. And naked pictures. What celebrity has naked pictures out there? I'll tell you who that is. And for Dieter, some of the best high school movies out there. What are they?
Of all time?
It just says
the best. Know. She hasn't read it yet.
I hasn't read it yet,
Dieter.
The best high school movies. It doesn't say of all time, but these are the best.
Oh, I have my list.
One would consider it of all time if they're the best, okay. Right?
Yeah, it won't just be a recent movies.
Well, I'll tell you the list next.
Speaking of a celebrity having naked photos, so I was at Charlie's house for his Memorial Day cookout and housewarming party. And I get there, and his girlfriend, Krista, is giving us the quick tour of the house. And we get upstairs, and she goes, oh, we're keeping the door to this room closed. Thinking, all right, what is it? You know, what is it? Is it a bunch of stuff in there that's all over? They don't want people getting, you know. Must be messy, probably, is what I'm guessing, right?
Okay.
If you have a door, if you're having a party and you have one room, it's off limits. It's probably messy or something. Valuables in there, maybe. I don't know.
The bedroom?
No, not the bedroom. I saw the bedroom.
Open.
The bedroom.
It was indeed Charlie's office. So she's like, but I'll show it to you real quick. She opens the door. She goes, this is why we are keeping the door closed. It's a huge framed photo of Charlie laying on his back. It's not a painting.
Photo, it's a painting.
It's a painting of Charlie lying on his back with a huge dong, like a third leg, just a massive schlong. Huge.
Why?
Just laying like this.
Didn't a fan paint this?
Yeah, spiders.
Spiders.
Yeah, painted that. And Charlie put it up on his...
Oh, I love it.
On his office wall at home.
It's the first time, like, anything everybody's really captured my aura, you know?
Ew.
It's that's me right there. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't have the children that showed up to the house go see that. because they would never, and they've never seen
it. You can't unsee that.
So big before.
Once
they'd
you
have
see
a lot
it.
To live up to if they
yeah.
saw that.
Yeah. And,
that's gross.
I thought that was an interesting choice of artwork.
I think it's my erotic room in there. You know? Uh-huh. You stepped into the danger zone. Uh-huh. I'm sorry. You looked and you wanted to forget what you saw, but you saw it, man.
Oh, I can't forget that. Yeah. So, he was a celebrity with a nude photo there.
I'll try to get a picture of it and you guys can look at it.
I can't wait.
I didn't see his girlfriend. His girlfriend has a whole dildo drawer. I didn't get to see that on the tour.
She didn't show you the dildo drawer?
No, she didn't show that. All the different makes and models. She almost has a dildo museum going on there.
Throughout the years, yeah.
Which is odd considering that since Charlie, you know, supposedly has so much to work with, why have all of these dildos?
Right.
In case I'm not around. She has to tape them all together to match me.
Uh-huh. Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hit a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Well, at least 11 people have died in little more than 2 weeks while climbing Mount Everest, which has been plagued by traffic jams.
Did you see this photo of Mount Everest? I thought it was Photoshopped.
The traffic jam?
The line.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would never want to do that because
of that.
Yep.
Did you think that was Photoshopped? I go, oh, this is for an article. They Photoshopped a thing of how overcrowded it is at Mount Everest. No, this is a real photo of hundreds of people lined up to get to the top of Mount Everest.
That's the top right there?
Single file line. Yeah, that's the top of the, obviously the top of the photos, the top of the mountain.
Yeah, that was
No, I can't tell if there's more there because of the clouds.
No,
I can't
tell
if that keeps going.
It's the very top there.
Okay.
The summit. And
if one guy falls.
That looks dangerous, doesn't it?
Yes.
Because you could fall right off the side of that mountain.
But Robert, imagine they got the top falls, like dominoes. Everybody
falls
would go down.
Backwards.
Yes.
I mean, yeah.
Once you get to the top, you have to wait. Some people wait 20 minutes. Some people have to wait hours.
Hours, and you're at the very top where
and there's no oxygen.
Can't survive. Can't survive.
Oh, man.
I thought like 20 people a year did this. Like they went on like separate huge excursions. I didn't know there was.
No, there's hundreds of people that do this
there's
per year. And there's
groups.
there's only a limited time that you can do it because the weather is so bad. They have a short climbing season, so everyone has to cram it in. I think they've issued 700 climbing permits this year.
Yeah, and everybody usually goes with like a group of some kind. There's only like 20 groups that are allowed to even do it. And it got so bad because there's the place is covered in poop because you're pooping up there and you don't know what to do with it. So you just throw it out there.
And it just freezes. It doesn't break down. There's nothing to break it down.
You're not going to fill your backpack with all of your turds
and
come back down, so you just leave it there.
But, you know, I think that's overblown.
No, it's covered in crap.
Okay, but if you poop,
snow.
You just throw it off the side of the mountain. Like, look at that picture. Like, no one's going to be, you're not climbing down the side of that mountain.
You're not crapping right there because you're not at base camp. This is the summit. This is the summit push. This is totally
But
different.
What if I have to crap?
You just do it. Oh, no, you just do it in your pants there. There's you cannot take your pants down.
No.
You'll frostbite of the balls?
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
I read that book about the big disaster up there when the people went up there. I think, wasn't our boss's wife in that?
Oh, yeah. Ex-wife.
I believe that Bob Pittman, the CEO of iHeart, was married to a woman who caused some sort of...
Well, she didn't cause it.
I don't know if she caused
it. She was there when this big disaster happened, and they were saying that she did have some sort of role because she was bringing up weird items. Like, I don't know if it was the espresso machine. She brought up all the luxuries of her life.
Oh, come on.
Up there. And Sherpas had to carry all this crap up for her. And they're like, you know, they could have been used. But I don't think it was really she's not to blame for it, but it didn't help the situation.
But she got a pretty bit. There was an article that I read that was not a flattering.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people.
Not a flattering portrayal of this particular
That's not
woman.
Her fault. They should have told her she can't bring the stuff. She's just there. She was there as like a reporter, or I think the reporter, and whatever. If you're not allowed to have that, somebody needs to tell you you can't have it. And they didn't do that.
How hard is it to I mean, looking at that looks pretty hard.
So it's time consuming, and it's mostly because you have to fly to whatever, I don't remember which area.
Nepal. And then you have to acclimate to the high altitude.
That's the problem, where you're sitting there for, I think it's a month and a half.
Oh, my God, you're kidding.
Yeah, like, because you sit at base camp, and then you'll sit there. You have to get used to base camp. Then you'll go up to camp one, or maybe camp two, and you go up there, and you just sit there. You just have to walk up there, turn around, come back down. Then you go back to base camp. You get used to that again. And you have to keep making these little pushes up,
mm-hmm.
but you have to keep coming back. And then there's one day where they finally say, today's the day. They might have only like 2 days of training or something, or ready to warn you. We're going this day. We have to make it up. And you have to go past like four or five camps to get up to the summit. And each time you're just sleeping there just temporarily, but you're always coming back down to base camp. So the one day you do it, you walk from base camp all the way up.
No, that can't be right.
Read the book.
I don't believe it. I think you misread it.
I don't know. I read it like 6 months ago. I might have it wrong, but I'm pretty sure.
Well, why would they have the other camps if you're always coming back to base camp?
Because you get there and you might spend a night at Camp One. Okay, get yourself used to what Camp One's air is like. Then you go back down to base camp where you're okay there. Then the next time you go up to Camp Two, you sit
there.
Well,
wouldn't you go?
No.
All right, I'm just throwing this out here. I'm not an alpine expert here, but. If you go from base camp to Camp One, and then you come back to base camp, so you acclimate to base one, wouldn't you then go from base one to base two, and then back to base one?
And you might do that at some point by the time you get up to Camp Four or something, but for the most part, you're going back to base camp every time.
I don't believe it.
All right.
You got to be wrong about that.
Maybe. I don't think I am.
Otherwise, I've got to go and completely revolutionize. I've never climbed a mountain in my life, but they're doing it all wrong.
Well, I think
they need to get over there and solve this problem. No wonder so many of them are dying.
Well, I think at Camp One, even, which is after base camp, you have to be on oxygen at that point. So you cannot sit around there because you have to. There's only so much oxygen you can carry. And stuff.
Some people don't. Some people go, like, that's a whole thing. Like, most people are using oxygen, but some people are trying to do it unassisted, oxygen.
What it does to your brain is just crazy. I mean, it was really amazing what it happens. You just start, you get the flu, your eyes just start to explode out of your face. I mean, everything if you don't have this oxygen. And it's only the people that can really do it. I'm sure there's a couple of rare instances. Are the people, the Sherpas, that live in that area, they're the ones that can
They've lived their whole life.
Then. Yeah.
But they die too.
Oh, yeah.
118 of them have died.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's always news stories like, what was it? This is the 11th person that died? 11 American?
This year?
Two Americans.
No, just 11th person. Yeah. 11
this year?
People died this
two
year.
Two Americans.
This year?
Yes, yeah. this year.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because Sherpas are going left and right. Nobody ever mentions them.
Right.
Those guys are actually climbing. They're carrying your crap up there. I mean, it's amazing. And then you see the first person that climbs Mount Everest or whoever. Was he really the first, or was the Sherpa guy that was carrying all of his crap the first person up? They just don't get any credit.
Well, I don't think that you would allow the Sherpa who's to go up to set the lines.
They have to go up to set these lines up so that you have something to grab onto.
Uh-huh. All right.
A California man died.
Could that be right, Theater? You go back to base camp every time.
If you go up and you come back down, you go up.
That could be right.
I know it's a point of no return. Once you start going, you have to complete it.
I got in bed last night and I flipped them through the channels. Vertical Limit was on.
Wait, is that Bill Paxton?
Yep.
Oh, great. I was trying to think of the movie.
Terrible movie.
You get blood in your lungs?
Uh-huh.
That's great. What are you talking about?
Well, watch Everest.
I saw that.
That one, that's a great one. That's about the actual disaster where everybody dies.
This one's better. Bill Paxton.
Yeah.
Who else? It. Chris O'Donnell?
Yes.
Oh.
Go on,
Mount Everest the one with Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yeah, it was just called Everest. Yeah.
I hated that.
Yeah, is Mount Everest the one where the movie is called Everest? Is that Mount Everest?
Is that the one? I hated that movie.
You didn't like it?
I couldn't understand what the hell was going on. Who was
action,
who?
Yeah.
That was terrible.
Well, that's based on the true stories.
It was terrible the way it was told,
Okay.
I read
the book before I watched it, so I knew what was going on. I could see being completely confused because they didn't really explain all these different camps that you're going to and everything.
And everyone was all covered up.
Yeah, it's hard to tell who's who.
Right, so I didn't know what was going on.
Go on.
California man died over the weekend in the first fatal shark attack since 2015.
Whatever.
This happened in Hawaii.
Mm.
The victim was identified as 65-year-old Thomas Smiley, a veteran optometrist from Sacramento.
He bit it off clean under the knee. Yep. The whole lower leg off.
Gone. He was about 60 yards away.
One bite. Wow. Well, yeah.
Just bled out, huh?
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't get a tourniquet on there?
Guess not.
In Maine, they have become the fourth state in the nation to prohibit people from opting out of immunization for religious or philosophical reasons. So if you say, I can't get shots because of my religion, they said, tough
luck.
You're screwed.
I agree with that. Move out of the state if you don't like it.
Fourth state to prohibit that. Rover, you said if you ever think you're going to get fired, just claim that you have a medical condition called burnout.
No.
They can't fire you.
Oh, burnout?
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to get drug addiction.
No, you don't have to go that severe.
Okay, all right.
Burnout. It's an official medical diagnosis.
Oh, my God. You got to be kidding me. Burnout.
That's according to the World Health Organization.
It's a disease.
Chronic workplace stress that has not been successfully managed.
Do you think could I somehow say laziness is a disease?
Yeah.
Yeah, at this point, yeah.
Yeah, it's a chronic disease.
I'm too lazy to come to work. The commute is killing me.
Yeah.
Physically.
Chronic fatigue syndrome.
Uh-huh.
Cavaliers owner Dan Gilbert was hospitalized on Sunday after reportedly suffering symptoms of a stroke in Detroit. The 57-year-old was taken to Royal Oak Hospital, and this was early Sunday when it happened. He's recovering comfortably, and you see him. He looks fit. He looks totally... It's crazy how this just can take anybody, but he is in the hospital, and he is recovering.
Now that Blank is back, I mean, Nads, he's the big sports fan on the show. Who do you have in the NBA Finals? So who's going to win?
Golden State in four.
Okay. In four?
Yeah. No, we'll go to six or seven, I say.
No chance. Six or seven?
Yeah. Five at the most.
Toronto, they're going to... Is Durant playing?
He's not playing game one.
Okay.
But they won 73 games before he got there. They're the best team of all time. But Toronto plays really well at home, so maybe they can squeeze a game out, but I would predict a sweep.
All right.
You see Drake's all over these games sitting courtside. He's rubbing the coach's shoulders.
Yeah, he got some heat for that.
Coming out onto the court
and
stuff.
What the hell are
you doing? Yeah, I agree. They shouldn't allow that, right?
Yeah, it's strange.
The coach of the Milwaukee Bucks came out and said, like, how are you guys letting this guy do this? Because he straight up went to the coach of the Raptors and was rubbing his shoulders.
Yeah.
Like, you can't do that. Any other fan would be banned for life.
I agree.
Yesterday, IHOP tweeted that they're changing their name again like they did last year when it briefly became IHOB. B, remember, was for burgers.
Mm-hmm.
And this time they're changing their name to IHOP, even though that's already their name. Quote, what could the P be? Find out June 3rd.
Something tells me this isn't going to go over as well as the last one. You know, I don't think you're going to get the same amount of press for this one.
Well, what's the P?
So it's already pancakes.
Wait, so it's changing its name to IHOP?
What's the P stand for? Find out June 3rd.
International House of something that begins with a P. That's
pretzels.
Not pancakes.
They're releasing a new app to compete with Grindr. Penises?
Oh.
I don't know.
Well, speaking of IHOB, burger, B for burger, today is National Burger Day, a.k.a. Burger Day. Eat a burger. Did you eat any of that yesterday for your Memorial Day? No burgers, no hot dogs, no cooking out, no nothing. It was a beautiful
day. I'm all non-processed.
Okay. Box office numbers for you. Aladdin had a huge, huge weekend. $112.7 million for the number one movie.
Nobody thought that was going to happen, right? It was getting bad reviews. I thought it'd be like 50, 60 mil.
They knew it would be big. I didn't think they realized it would be that big. That was the four-day total. Their projection was about 75 million. So, again, it did really, really well. All right, so the best high school movies list. I'm going to give you the top five. In fifth place, what do you think is
it? I think like Teen Wolf. Great basketball movie, high school movie.
Teen Wolf is not on my top 10.
I think of Varsity Blues.
No, Breakfast Club.
Breakfast Club is in sixth place. That did not make the top five. I have never heard of this movie. In fifth place, Lady Bird came out 2017.
That just came out. It's new. I haven't seen it.
It's really good.
Is it?
Yeah. And it was one of these movies. I looked at the preview for it and I go,
yeah, I just don't want to see it.
I can't force myself to watch that, even though it's supposed to be good. But
is this strictly high school?
These are high school movies.
Can't Hardly Wait.
That is not on my top 10.
All right, you go for number
fourth place, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, came out 86.
What was five?
Lady Bird.
Okay.
Third place, Mean Girls. I never saw that one. 2004. Super Bad was 2007. I never saw that.
That was good.
Was it?
Yeah. Really funny.
And then the number one movie, which I never saw this one either, from 1995, Clueless.
Right. Oh, I never saw it.
I never saw that either.
You never saw Clueless?
Alicia Silverstone.
No,
I've never seen it.
I know the plot. Never seen it.
Bruce Springsteen reveals that he's got a new album in the works, and he's going to head out on a tour with the E Street Band. How great is that? All I actually right. saw him solo perform, just him doing acoustic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I Good. Hated it.
Oh.
I'd like to see him going out with the E Street Band.
Where that did you see awesome. That?
In Chicago.
Hmm. When?
Many, many years ago. He had the little harmonica on this thing right in front of his face. Guitar, yeah. It was acoustic. It was nice. I just wanted to see this kind of stuff versus what he did. Naked photos of Iggy Azalea leaked over the weekend. In response, she deactivated her Instagram and Twitter accounts.
Okay. $50,000 if Iggy Azalea didn't do that herself.
Because I don't know.
No one has brought up Iggy Azalea.
No, she has a new...
A new what?
A new hit.
A new hit?
Creating traction. Yeah.
A new hit.
What's it called?
I have no idea.
Oh,
this
just
is news to me.
It was called something, I don't know, some name, like Patti Smith or something.
She has a hit?
I heard it was gaining traction.
Where did you hear that?
In the prep services the past couple weeks.
So this was a GQ photo shoot, and someone leaked the pictures of her.
This happened, yeah.
Completely new with her boobs out. I think it's a leak.
2016.
She looks good.
From GQ Australia that this happened, and now they are leaked out there. They were stolen, the photographer claims, somehow. Stolen from him, but these she's not rubbers. Very happy.
These are the photos?
No, these are GQ pictures.
Ah.
I guess behind the scenes they had.
Sally Walker is the name of it.
This is it.
Is it?
She issued a statement saying, I feel blindsided.
This is doing what now? It's so far it's peaked at number 62, Dieter. Mm.
But it's gaining traction.
Right. Was that 162?
She hasn't had a hit since. Well, really, she had Fancy, the one you played already, Charlie. That was a number one song. Then Black Widow, that was the follow-up with Rita Ora. That was a top three. And then after that, not so much.
There you go.
I'm looking at these photos. They're really out. They're knockers.
Oh, yeah, completely out.
How is she? Good looking?
Those are some fakers.
Oh, they're good, though.
They're not bad. That first picture, though, they look pretty lopsided.
Yeah, she's leaning on her side.
I mean, that's a clear implant right there.
She's in a wet t-shirt for the real photo shoot, which, I mean, she's upset about the ticket. It's almost seeing everything anyway.
Mm-hmm. And don't forget she had a problem with Ariana Grande. It was an Ariana Grande song, but she was featured on it. That was a number two song. All right.
That's it. That's a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
I saw Bill Buckner die, the baseball player. Do you remember him?
Of course. I think a Curb Your Enthusiasm. Did you see that one?
I don't know.
Oh, that one, yeah, went through his... I'd never heard of him, but the ball went through his hands, and the whole episode was about how Buckner has to live with this problem.
Well, that's true. I mean, yeah. That's what really happened to the guy. He was playing in the World Series. A ground ball went right between his legs. He's forever known as botching that play.
Boston?
He was playing for Boston at the time. Boston hadn't won the World Series. I don't even remember. I think 1986 maybe this World Series was. So they hadn't won since like 1914. So they finally get to the World Series. They're playing the Mets. It's game six of the World Series. They're up 3-2. All they have to do is win game six. They're ahead by 2 runs. They blow it. It goes into They go into extra innings. Maybe they weren't even up. They go into extra innings. Tenth inning. They score 2 runs, correct? Don't they? Maybe I'm misremembering this. And so they're gonna win the World Series. But they give up these. Maybe they didn't score. I don't know. It was the 10th inning. I remember it was in extra innings. And he blew the play. The ball went through his legs. They scored. And the Mets won. If he would have made the play, they would have, I believe, just continued on extra innings. So maybe they weren't up. I think they had already blown the lead earlier in the game. Here's a clip of it. Here's the famous play right through his legs. And
that's sad. I mean, his whole career. Now he's
oh
for
my
that.
God, the guy could never live it down. He played with the Cubs before the Red Sox. So then the Mets tied it 3-3, and then the Mets won in Game 7.
The Red Sox were up 3 runs in Game 7 and blew it.
Yeah.
No one brings that up.
Yeah. But he died of something called...
Lewy
body dementia. I was going to look that up. I have no idea what that is.
I think that's the same thing that... I could be totally making this up. I think I looked this up. This was a Robin Williams. Because it's got kind of like the Parkinson's.
I think that's where I heard it before.
Yeah. It's got Parkinson's and it's got the dementia. You start hallucinating. You have a little bit of signs like the shakes.
It includes Parkinson's disease dementia, whatever that is, and dementia with Lewy bodies, DLB.
Your body shuts down. Movement, it's really
doesn't
difficult.
Sound good, whatever mm-hmm. it is. So we die to that. Let me take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap everything up. We'll tell you what's coming up on The Aftermath on RMG Plus. We'll give some stuff away, too. Do I have stuff to give mm-hmm. away, Douchey? All right. We'll give some stuff away when we come back as well. Hang on.
Rover's My Heart Radio Station. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Set your alarm to Rover's Morning Glory. Just say, Alexa, wake me up to 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio weekdays at 7 a.m. For 15 years, Rover's Morning Glory has dominated morning radio.
The dominant power.
Dominated.
The dominate.
Dominates
all comers.
Here's to another 15.
Tell you what's coming up on The Aftermath soon. Death to Douchey. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning.
Good morning, Rover. How's it going?
It's going all right. What's happening?
I'm good. Dear, yo.
Yo!
Douchey, I gotta ask you a question. It's really irking my soul. I don't understand how you can be so rebellious toward him and so rude. Now, what if this was you in a situation with a loved one, maybe Gia, maybe she gets older, God bless, I hope that doesn't happen. But why do you have so much hate for somebody that is trying to get better and trying...
Toward Nads, you mean, the drug-addled phone screener.
I actually have heard this before, and it has happened with my family, and enabling him and saying, and having, oh, everything's going to be okay, it doesn't work. Clearly, he's been... We've never known him sober. He's been lying to us for years. So I'm not going to sit here and kiss his ass like everybody else is going to do.
I mean, I don't
period.
Expect you to, but the way you are with him, it's totally it's unacceptable, Douchey.
What do you want me to do like, when he leaves here high, driving, and then he's going to kill a family?
Okay, did it affect you? Did it affect you?
No, his job has affected me because he hasn't been doing his job. So I'm supposed to say it's all going to be okay? What do you want me to say? I don't have to say anything to you or to him.
I mean, you're totally right, but stop being such an ass sometimes, and I'm sorry.
Well, that's fine. That's your opinion. I haven't been cruel to him. I have spoken how I feel. I've spoken the truth, which I don't think he has anyone around him doing. And so if you think I'm being mean, that's your prerogative.
That is ridiculous, Douchey. I mean, seriously.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay, that's your prerogative.
What makes that ridiculous, Death to Douchey?
I mean, commonly tells you what is going on in today's society. 9 times out of 10, people that do get bashful and put down and hear the things, which is the truth, which I understand,
But when a person of that nature, we already know it's bad. Huh? We already know it doesn't got the best track record. But to put him down in a time where he's actually trying to get himself better, it's totally absurd. Then
that he doesn't need to be putting himself in this position. If he doesn't want to hear what I have to say or listeners have to say, then
he doesn't need you, somebody that he comes to work to try to get away.
Oh, he hasn't heard my full opinion. So trust me.
Tomorrow,
you're holding back,
I am holding back.
How long are we going to wait?
So when? You said you were going to unleash today.
Today was the day.
No, I'm not wasting my breath on how I really feel, because we'll be back in this situation again and he'll be fired eventually. It'll happen. I'm surprised he wasn't fired already. You know, so we'll see what happens. And I would love for him to prove us all wrong, but he has played you for a fool and all the listeners. And here we sit once again, time and time again. So call me crazy. That's fine. But I will not change my attitude.
Wow. Wow. No wonder why everybody hates you on this.
That's fine. That's fine.
All right. Thank you, Death to Doogie. Does she have a point, Dieter, or is she wrong?
She has a right to her opinion. But she could be the one if she buckles down. What if she's the one that changes Nads?
Yeah, you could be. You're the answer.
Right.
I don't believe that. You don't believe that, do you, Dieter?
Possibly. She changes people.
Usually for the worse.
Right. Well, maybe this is the one time.
Uh-huh. Yeah, rock bottom.
Yeah, this
Doogie?
Is a rock bottom, working with Doogie.
He hasn't
either
hit that.
Quit, get sober, do drugs. Something will happen. Force you to do something.
He has not hit his rock bottom. Are we all in agreement?
Well, it depends. If he goes to jail, I don't know.
I don't think they send drug users to jail anymore.
Ever?
I know it's unbelievable, but like if I were him, I wouldn't be too worried about what
he's
they're going to do
fine.
To me.
I don't know how the hell he's going to get around everywhere.
They got so many of these people on drugs. They're all on drugs.
Artie Lang.
We don't have enough jails for all these people.
Look at Artie.
Did he go to jail?
For a minute.
Okay, but he went. Drug
how
user.
Long?
I don't know.
How
I'm
long?
I'm trying to look it up.
A couple months? And how many times was he arrested, though?
Just
more
like
than
Nads.
Nads? No, more. More. Well, we'll keep monitoring the situation, and we'll see how Nads does. Doogie, as you said, maybe he will surprise everyone. He will prove you wrong. If he doesn't, his mom will call in and say, you're the reason why. He didn't, yes.
I welcome that call.
If Nads overdoses or something, Mama Nads will be on the phone.
No. That's the problem that people have. If I don't help him, he's going to die. But if you keep helping him, he's gonna die, and that's the struggle that everyone goes through.
I agree to the point that I don't think anyone can stop that from happening.
What?
Unless you
stop what?
I don't think it's incumbent upon anyone to help Nads stop doing drugs. It's incumbent upon him to stop doing drugs.
But why should he?
And he's not gonna listen to anyone if. You know, I'm trying to think times in life where I've listened to people. Their advice might have actually been the right advice, but.
How long did it take you?
How many times did someone tell you that was older than you when you were like 18 and they gave you some advice? And you go, this guy doesn't know what the hell he's talking about.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Were they right?
Looking
yes.
Back?
Yeah, they were right.
Okay.
You didn't want to hear it though, did you?
No.
Well. Doogie, you can't please everyone.
Me?
Yeah. Okay. I like how they hate Doogie.
I'm the bad guy. Rover's the bad guy.
How am I the bad guy?
I don't know.
What
just
am
blame
I doing?
Someone other
what
than
I,
me.
What do I do? How am I the bad guy? Dan, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, Rover, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing. I just want to call and take time out of my day to tell Doogie how much of a big POS she is. You should really be supportive of Nads. I mean, at least he's trying to do the good thing and get clean.
Is he?
He doesn't need to come into work. And, yeah, he is, from what I can tell.
Okay.
I mean.
Are you a new listener?
Well, what happened to the last time,
Dan? And the time before that.
Yeah.
And the time before that. So go ahead, pity him. I mean, that's fine.
I get that. But at least, I mean, at least it seems like he's trying to do the right thing. Okay. Yes, I'll agree to you to an extent where he shouldn't have lied. I mean, I get that.
Well, that's the least of his problems, the lying.
Put yourself
that's
into,
what he has to do.
Kind of put yourself into his perspective of maybe he felt overwhelmed or maybe he felt like he couldn't talk to you guys or whatever the case is. Maybe he needed like a support structure or something.
He's got Charlie and he lied to Charlie. What's the next thing on your list? What's next?
I mean,
and his girlfriend and his parents.
Right. It really isn't going to be the best thing for him. I mean, I'm just saying.
What's not the best thing for him?
You coming in there just completely ripping him apart or saying, oh, I'm going to...
I have not ripped him apart, for the record. I have been vocal about my thoughts and his recovery, but I have not ripped him apart. This is all on him. He was excited to come back. So this is all part of what is involved with this show.
Well,
don't you think he'd have a better outcome if you were a little bit more supportive?
I have nothing to do with his outcome. He's all on his own. He's a big boy.
Yeah, I don't think what Dougie says or does has any bearing on the outcome of NADS and what happens with NADS. I think that, I don't know if this is rock bottom for NADS. So I'm sort of with you. Probably not. You know, if NADS would have said, if he would have come to us and said, hey, I'm a drug addict, I need help, before you get arrested. I mean, this is like, I remember one time when I was 14 years old, I got arrested for shoplifting CDs at a Kmart. Mm-hmm. Technically, I guess I'm banned from all Kmarts now. Are there any left?
No.
Okay. I won in the end. Face on you, Kmart. Suck it.
You survived.
Yeah, that's right. But of course I tried to tell them that was the first time I ever shoplifted CDs. It was probably about the fourth or fifth time I shoplifted CDs from Kmart, but I got caught. Now, I didn't do it again because I didn't want to get in trouble. You know, I had to go, I think, in front of some sort of juvenile court judge or something, or whatever the case may be. I don't remember exactly what it was, but I didn't do it again because I got arrested, but I tried to tell them, oh, this is the first time they're like, really? We happened to catch you on the first time? Like, yep. So I wasn't sorry necessarily that I was shoplifting CDs from Kmart. I was sorry I got caught.
It's the guy that cheated, you know?
And I'm sure I told that. Oh, yeah. I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry. Well, I got caught. That's why I have to say I'm sorry. Otherwise, I would have kept cheating on you. You know what I mean? It's the same.
Yeah, you're right. Like
cycle.
A cheating spouse or something, you know? Like, I'm really sorry, baby. I cheated on you.
I would have kept doing heroin until I died. I already said that. And there was probably a lack of apology. I apologize for not being here. That's inexcusable, not being at my station while still being employed.
The show was fine without you.
I know. And I'm not saying it wasn't. I'm not embarrassed of what I did. I was an a-hole. I lied. I cheated. I did terrible things. But at the end of the day, I'm a drug addict, and all I can do is stay sober today and do the right thing. So that's what I'm going to do.
There you go. One day at a time, as they say, Dougie. One day at a time. So how many days have you been sober now, Nance?
April 23rd.
Okay.
You should get that tattoo on your arm.
April 23rd?
You know a lot of people do that? They're sober
forehead.
Day.
Forehead. Oh, I say get it on the forehead.
Every time, yeah.
Uh-huh. Or do you think just like a tattoo that says, don't sell me drugs, right on the forehead?
That might work.
Uh-huh.
I'm a cop, don't sell me drugs.
All right. Let's see. Caller 30 right now, 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. I will give you tickets to Cedar Point. Check out the wild card offer. For only $59.99, you'll have unlimited admission to Cedar Point now through June 30th. Check out Monster Jam Thunder Alley. Explore the new Forbidden Frontier on Adventure Island and more. Get them at cedarpoint.com. Caller 30 right now, you'll get tickets to Cedar Point. What do you have coming up on the aftermath, Charlie?
We're going to talk about my Memorial Day party. We'll talk about Rover having to go to the vet, and we'll talk about Nads being back. All that and more coming up on the aftermath.
All right. If you don't subscribe to RMG Plus, sign up now at roverradio.com. Charlie, I've had a lot of people tell me, I don't know if this is just people saying this or not. I've had a lot of people sending me text messages to the show saying that they are canceling their RMG Plus subscription if Nads is back on RMG Plus because they don't want to support that drug addict.
Yeah, it's understandable.
What's your thought on that?
No, I don't think you should come back. We can talk about everything coming up after this. I'm not really sure. If it's my call, I'd say I would like to keep him.
Sometimes people just say that, though.
Well, yeah, we'll see. We'll look at the numbers.
Did you see the email that I emailed back to that guy?
Yes.
That was great.
I don't think you guys saw the follow-up email that he sent back to me, did you?
No. He emailed us. I don't remember what he was saying.
Let me see if I can find this.
It was on and on and on. I think it was pretty long. And then I saw you actually reply, I think, Friday night. Was it Friday night?
It was. Let me see if I can find this.
And then if he did a response, I didn't see a response.
In my vote, not that you asked, I think it is a huge mistake to put Nads back on the aftermath.
Here's a guy. So what I'm saying is all these people say they're going to stop subscribing to RMG Plus because Nads is back on. Here's a guy that said, this is Robert. Oh my freaking God, can you stop giving people life advice? It baffles me to imagine anyone can even remotely take a minimal piece of the garbage you tell them. Between all of you, it drives me crazy. It's Rover and Doogie arguing over the diet, to Rover wanting to talk about physics of a bee and a speeding car. Wow, you're so cutting edge. Dieter on religion, Charlie on automobiles, Snitch and JLR are just about the only ones that might have some valuable info.
It's
the only two people that don't talk on the show.
Yeah, that's
Jeffrey sits out in the hall and Snitch. You can't even hear him when he does talk.
Clearly, the guy listens. He knows all that.
Anyhow, the guy goes on and on.
Sounds like he knows what he's talking about.
Blah 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 blah. Then he says the power has no clue what real news. Blah blah blah. And then he goes on the 199.9-pound Rover talk about his diets like he knows more than Dr. Ian. I'm done. I just canceled RMG Plus because of this crap. No extra money for you. Good luck, Mr. Big Head, but never weighed more than 199 pounds. LOL. So I wrote back to him. I said, here's some life advice for you. Stop listening. P.S. If you, Mr. Big Balls, would care to wager on my lifetime weight history, bring it on, you pussy. You bring the cash. I'll bring the logs of every weigh-in from the past 2 years, which, you know, my phone syncs up to my scale. $500, $5,000, $50,000, your house. There's no limit. You make the call. One weigh-in over 200 pounds, you win. And then the guy responded, it's okay, I'll still listen. So there you go.
Oh, he did? He backed down?
He backed down, yes. He backed down. So, Charlie, you may have nothing to worry about with all the people that say they are canceling RMG Plus because of Nads. You may have more subscribers now.
I think you're actually just as bad as his parents if you pay him to stick around. That's my opinion.
You got to be kidding me.
You're enabling him.
Oh, okay. So yeah. iHeart is enabling him.
I agree with you on iHeart.
He's doing a good job.
So anyone who...
I agree with you.
If anybody hands him money for any sort of services...
So if he has any sort of employment, so because he's a drug addict, he should not have any employment whatsoever.
You know he can't handle it, and yet you're paying it. You know he's admittedly done all these drugs while at work.
What if he wouldn't got a job at the gas
station? So am I responsible for Scott Weiland's death from Stone Temple Pilots because he played Rover Fest 2 months before he died?
Yes,
totally
died.
Different.
Why? You paid him money. Different? No. And you knew that guy was high.
Yeah, what's different?
Dude, totally you knew different. That guy was high out of his mind.
I didn't know. I wasn't there.
Yes, you were.
You were.
He wouldn't get on the bus.
We played the video from like 2 weeks before. He couldn't even sing on stage. Remember that?
Yes.
In Hollywood?
Remember?
And you're like, oh, man, he's high.
Yeah.
So
KJ says he's renewing RMG Plus for the first time since December. So
enjoy.
Maybe it'll all be net positives with Nads back on. But... I'm not. Do you agree with that, Dieter?
He's doing a job.
Right.
Here's like, I'm just going to give you $1,000 a month just for free.
So how could
his parents
do. But how could you say that you didn't want him back on the show if it was your decision? You wouldn't have him back on the show.
I wouldn't hire the guy back because I wouldn't want the liability. It's the bad publicity when he goes and runs someone over.
Well, it all comes back on me. If he does.
Oh, you're saying when. I'm saying if.
Yeah,
okay.
If.
Okay.
Positive attitude, Dougie. If.
Yeah. You guys keep he's doing that because it's worked
he's
so
in a
well.
Good place.
Best place I've seen him in a long time.
Long
this
time.
Guy right
okay.
Here.
Yeah. Best place.
Yeah. This is it, right? This is the yeah. this is the best it. You've
he's,
seen him.
And this guy's fixed.
He's done.
Look at him. He needs a fix.
All right. Well, you can tune in to The Aftermath. In just a few minutes, they'll get started. If you subscribe to RMG Plus at roverradio.com, then you can watch there or listen there on the website or the Rover Radio app. Have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow. It's Rover's Morning Glory. Bye. Rover's Morning Glory.